You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
One last run in the first half for the Bowie Bay Sox. The first of seven on the road this week as they travel back in the state of Pennsylvania to take on the Altoona Curve. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Andre McGarrett here with you. Counting you down to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Curve as Bowie looks to end the first half strong and build some momentum heading into half number two and potentially play spoiler in what's a very packed Southwest division. The Bay Sox have been seeing an uptick in form as of late. Bowie's won back-to-back series for the first time all year with their win taking 4 of 7 from the Richmond Flying Squirrels in their last 7-game set this past week at Prince George's Stadium. Did not end on the highest of notes for the Bay Sox with a 10-6 defeat, but plenty of positives to take out of that series, including the really masterful starting pitching performances that went around. Maybe some tough starts from Carlos Tavera on Tuesday and Sunday, but more often than not, the Bay Sox arms were quite effective. Kate Povich and Chase McDermott highlighting that effect, and we'll see if the Bay Sox can continue that, as well as the consistency from the offense that has played a lot better as of late. More crooked numbers from the Bay Sox, and really just the fight that they showed on Sunday as well. They fell behind 9-1 early in that contest and were able to get a couple runs late. Ramon Rodriguez, 3-run home run, made it 9-5. Bowie even loaded the bases in the bottom half of the ninth. The second time in as many Sundays they had fallen behind early and brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning, which is unable to fight all the way back in the 10-6 defeat. Unfortunately, that loss did move Bowie back in the Southwest Division standings. The Bay Sox had a brief stay out of last place for the first time in 60 days, but because of the loss to Richmond on Sunday, Bowie now sits 27-35 on the season. That's 6.5 games back. Richmond is 6 back at 28-35. But once you get past those two teams, that's where it gets very interesting here in this last leak of play in the first half. Harrisburg sitting in fourth place with a record of 30-32. That's 3.5 games back. Then here's the Altoona curve, a game over 500 to 31-30. We'll talk more on Altoona in a little bit, but they're coming off a rough road trip in Somerset. They're sitting 2 games back. Akron has found themselves back into the race at a record of 32-30. They're a game and a half back. They're all chasing down the Erie Seawolves, who's at 34-29. Leading the Southwest Division here in this last week of play. So there is a real opportunity here for the Bay Sox that have won their last two series on the road and won their last two series overall to continue that uptick in play and perhaps eliminate the curve from a first half title and have a say as well in trying to end the first half of the season strong. Let's take a look at today's contest, a series opener. We'll see some fresh faces for the Bay Sox after some roster turnover that I'm sure we'll touch on later. But for right now, the weather in Altoona, it's a decent start to the series. Temperatures are sitting in the high 70s right now. It's 77, but it is a very cloudy, muggy sky in Altoona as it stands right now. Plenty of cloud coverage, not too much blue peeking its way out. There's a slight chance for rain, but really nothing too substantial, right around 7 to 2% throughout the rest of the evening. There is a slight breeze at times around 6, 7 miles an hour, but right now the flag out in center field is stationary here at People's Natural Gas Field. We'll take you through the lineups as they currently stand first for the Bay Sox as they'll get things started in the top half of the first inning. Joseph Rosa leads off and plays second base. The switch hitter gets things started for the Bay Sox. Kobe Mayo at third base, bats second. Mayo coming off Eastern League Player of the Week honors. He had a sensational series hitting .417 with a trio of home runs against Richmond last week. Then it's another one of those new insertions for the Bay Sox. Judd Fabian, the center fielder, getting the call up from Aberdeen, a prized Orioles prospect that has been tearing through the South Atlantic League this season. He'll bat third. John Rhodes in the cleanup spot playing left field. Shane Fontana at first base will hit fifth. Billy Cook batting sixth. T.T. Bowens will hit seventh. Tim Susnara catches and hits eighth. Anthony Servideo, the shortstop, batting ninth. Cook is out in right field. Bowens, the DH for this evening. The go against Aaron Shortridge on the mound for Altoona. Shortridge has had an effective season, all things considered. 3-4 with a 5.60 ERA. We'll see what the Bay Sox get from Shortridge, who's been pretty consistent against Bowie so far. In 2 appearances this season against the Bay Sox, he has pettered out pretty consistently, pitching 4 innings each of those times and allowing 2 runs. He's also coming off one of his best starts of the season, 6 shutout frames last week against Somerset. Take a look at the curve lineup now. See how they line up 1-9. Leover Peguero, who had a big series in Bowie against the Bay Sox a few weeks ago, plays shortstop. He'll bat from the right side. Then it's left-handed hitting right fielder Matt Frazier that bats second. Abraham Gutierrez catches and hits third. Matt Gorski in center field bats fourth. Jacob Gonzalez at first base hits fifth. The DH Mason Martin bats from the left side and hits sixth. The bottom third of Andres Alvarez at third base. Connor Scott in left field batting eighth. And Claudio Finol, the second baseman, rounds it out for Altoona. It's a double-A debut for the Bay Sox. A couple of good arms down in Aberdeen getting their well-deserved call, and one of them will get the start on the mound tonight. Gene Pinto get things started. The 22-year-old out of Venezuela has had a very good season for Aberdeen. Just a 1-1 record, but a 2.86 ERA through 12 starts. Pinto has already eclipsed 50 innings this season and has been very effective. 71 strikeouts to 18 walks. At 206 batting average he's allowed was the fifth lowest in the South Atlantic League at the time of his promotion. So Pinto's been good at missing bats. And against an Altoona lineup that doesn't strike out very much, fewest strikeouts in AA, should be an interesting battle to watch as the Bay Sox starters have really pitched with a lot of their best strikeout stuff here recently. We're going to step aside on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk about more of the roster movement across the Orioles system and how that affects Bowie here towards the tail end of the first half. Don't go anywhere. Listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, part of Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening, you understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capitol Gold WNAV.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. The Bay Sox wrapping up the first half with the first of seven against the Altoona Curve here tonight. Matt Savadas joined alongside me. I'm Andre Magaro. And Matt, lots of movement throughout the Orioles system. We say goodbye to some Bay Sox that have had a stellar first half here in Bowie, but also hello to a few prize prospects coming up from Aberdeen.
Oh, you're not wrong about that. This is already the second time this season the Bay Sox and the Orioles, I suppose, have been bunching together some moves in mass. Second time this season that Bowie has made 10 or more individual player moves in one individual flurry. And today, they saw one of their largest, removing five different players, adding five different players, a couple of injured list changes as well, but most notably the additions. Of course, today's starting pitcher, Gene Pinto, making his AA debut, which should be fabulous, followed by Alex Pham and Keegan Giles. So two additional pitchers. Pham is anticipated to pitch either Saturday or Sunday. We're still waiting on official confirmation on which one it's going to be, but two good starters that have shown such strong numbers in the 2023 campaign so far at High A. You want to see them make that jump quickly, and I feel like this is going to be a very good opening gambit here for Gene Pinto to maybe kind of set the table for Giles and Alex Pham down the line, because obviously a lot of pitchers and a lot of batters say that jump from High A to Double A can't always be the toughest, just in terms of how you place your pitches on the zone. I'm really interested to see what Pinto can bring to the table, of course. And you already mentioned it, Andre, Jeff Fabian joining the team, his Double A debut today as well. Randy Florentino has been brought back up from Single A Delmarva, and with that, Ramon Rodriguez has gone up to Triple A Norfolk. We do expect to see Ramon return at some point. There was a long stretch last season where Rodriguez was the wayward catching arm for the Bay Sox, and, well, for the Orioles organization more specifically, because the Bay Sox had their two primary catchers, Cody Roberts and Maverick Handley, as Ramon Ramon Rodriguez was slated to be one of the two primary catchers with Connor Pavlone at the start of the season, but of course not everything went to plan for the Bay Sox this year, and Rodriguez is going to fill some space up at AAA Norfolk for now, and Bowie is bringing Randy Florentino to go along with that. But then the other three promotions, main promotions up to AAA for Bowie, losing Wanderson Charles, I think, is going to be a sneaky loss for the Bay Sox, because boy, that fastball of his was just so devastating. I think it is fortunate, though, for the Bay Sox that they will continue to have Ofrady Gomez in their bullpen. He has already shown good signs of maybe taking over a closer role, which was essentially what Charles was doing, even though the Bay Sox weren't necessarily a closer-minded team in a lot of ways. And then, of course, the big losses in Justin Armbruster, opening day starter for the Bay Sox, had led the league in ERA for many, many weeks, getting his call up to AAA. And Cesar Prieto leading the Eastern League in overall base hits and batting average with 84 base hits in just under 60 games and a .364 average. So to lose him, that's major. We got to see what Judd Fabian can do to fill that gap. Contact is obviously not his key as much as Cesar Prieto's is, but I get the feeling that he'll at least still be a very, very fun addition. And then one other loss for the Bay Sox, not anything that they saw this season, but outfielder Toby Welk. He had been on the injured list all year, was making some rehab appearances with single A and high A. He had a handful of outings last year, but was also plagued with injuries. Very great guy, but unfortunately released from his contract after being reinstated from the injured list. So we wish Toby Welk all the best. But Andre, I think that puts it shortly, because it was a long list of moves and a long day for the Bay Sox roster.
A lot for you to get through there, but yep, we definitely appreciate it. But no, it'll be interesting to see how these different parts play together, especially like you mentioned, Pinto and Pham being such high-octane arms. It'll be an interesting first challenge for them against an Altoona lineup that doesn't strike out an awful lot.
Yeah, Pinto's coming in today with some good bat-missing stuff, I think, is the key problem. You would put that together in our pregame notes, a .206 opposing average, the fifth lowest in the South Atlantic League at the time of his promotion, and strikeout numbers that could come up to rival Cade Povich at certain points. Obviously, Povich is in a league of his own here at the AA level and making his roads in minor league baseball in general, but for Pinto to come up after what had been a great string of strikeout performances for High A Aberdeen really gives you some good hope. And the fact is, too, is that we've seen a couple of different philosophies for specific players. The Orioles don't try to streamline one specific philosophy of player promotions. They will go based on the individual's merits, and how long they may have spent at a certain level may not matter. It's all on how they perform at that level and consistently perform at that level. So Pinto had spent all of 2022 with Aberdeen, and he pitched very well with Aberdeen. 103 strikeouts, but 46 walks in 91 and two-thirds innings. So to have only 18 walks in 50 and a third innings this season, I think that's really what kind of tipped the scales back in his favor to get him up here just a little bit before the end of the first half. That's another thing. Do you find it interesting that the Orioles made all of these promotions 1 week before the first half ended, as opposed to the exact midway point of the season like they did last year and the year before?
Yeah, that kind of confused me as well. It's my first year in the system,
that's
so I guess
fair.
It's learning curves. But certainly it will be exciting to watch Gene Pinto tonight. We're going to step aside here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. We come back. One final preview of this one. The Bay Sox of the curve around the corner on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed?
Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back here in Altoona, as the Bay Sox get set to take on the Altoona Curve, one last series here in the first half for both of these sides, and a interesting one at that, as the Curve have a lot to play for. The Bay Sox, while not eliminated yet, they will need a strong close to this first half, and hopefully chance to play spoiler tonight. We'll take you through the lineups one more time. First for the Bay Sox, Joseph Rosa, the switch hitter, will play second base and lead off. Kobe Mayo at third base, bat second. Double A debut, there's a couple of them tonight for Bowie. Judd Fabian plays center field and hits third. John Rhodes in left field, batting fourth. Shane Fontana at first base hits fifth. Billy Cook out in right field hits sixth. T.T. Bowens, your designated hitter, hits seventh. Tim Susnara, the catcher, bats eighth. And Anthony Servideo at shortstop will round things out at ninth. On the mound for Altoona is Aaron Shortridge. It's his third start already this season against the Bay Sox. Of course, it is the third game between these two sides already. Shortridge is 3-4 with a 5.60 ERA so far this season. Leover Peguero, the shortstop, leads off for Altoona. Matt Frazier in right field, bats second. Abraham Gutierrez, the catcher, hits third. Matt Gorski in center field cleans up. Jacob Gonzalez at first base hits fifth. Mason Martin, the designated hitter, bats sixth. Andres Alvarez at third base will hit seventh. Connor Scott in left field bats eighth. And Claudio Fienal, the second baseman, rounds things out at ninth. Speaking of double-A debuts, I talked about it with Fabian already. Gene Pinto, of course, is set to make his double-A debut tonight as well for Bowie. And plenty of promising stuff in Aberdeen we already hit on in the last segment. 2.86 ERA through 12 starts and over 50 innings under his belt already. Strikeout to walk ratio highlighted as well. 71 of them to just 18, and opponents hitting just a tick over 200 against him. Bears repeating the impact on the standings here in the last week of the first half. The Erie Seawolves still lead the pack in the Southwest Division. Game and a half behind them is Akron. 32-30 are the Rubber Ducks. And then with that game in hand, Altoona sits two games back. Remember, that game in hand is going to be made up against the Bay Sox tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. So it's a big couple of days for the Curve and their playoff chances. Altoona, a troublesome road trip coming into this one where they went 4-8, including losing 5-6 in Somerset against the Red Hot Patriots. Harrisburg has an outside shot just behind Altoona, 3.5 back at 30-32. Richmond, six games back at 28-35. Bowie rounds it out at 27-35. It's a decent day to get the series started in Altoona. Temperatures sitting in the mid to high 70s and a very cloudy sky here at People's Natural Gas Field, a slightly overcast, if you will, the mountains in the backdrop here in central Pennsylvania, slightly hazed by the clouds up in the sky. The stadium lights have come on for this early 6 o'clock start time, and the wind blowing in from center field right now around 6 miles per hour as we get set to get started soon in this one.
Now, Andre, I'm a big fan of what this National Anthem group looks to be sporting, a matching set of green polos. Do you like that color? It blends with the grass, I must say.
It's a good shade of green. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have you ever been a part of a singing group?
Fourth grade chorus? Does that count?
Hey, I made it up to eighth grade.
Didn't
make it up to eighth grade. I joined in eighth grade and then only did it in eighth grade, and that was it. I had a solo for the Beatles section when we did our springtime concert.
Somehow that does not surprise me. You and the Beatles. I feel like that
let
would
it be, Andre. Let it be.
So we get set to get started here. Let's take a look at some of the action going on around the Eastern League. We mentioned the imperative nature of some of these games. Erie's in Hartford to take on a struggling Yard Goat squad. That's not getting started until 7:10 this evening. Other late start is Somerset hosting New Hampshire at 7:05. The Patriots have a slender advantage over Portland, who hosts Reading. That game is set to get started at 6 o'clock along with our contest. Akron and Binghamton at 6:35 from Canal Park. Richmond hosts Harrisburg in the other action at 6:35. Matt, it should be an interesting series here for Bowie. You mentioned it takes a minor miracle for the Bay Sox at this point to find any way back into this first half title race, but continuing to play good baseball and the adaptation of some newer players could pay big dividends for Bowie in the second half.
No, you're absolutely right. And we were talking a little bit in the last segment about the thinking behind maybe bringing up some of these prospects 1 week before the start of the second half, and I think that's actually kind of smart because it gives them that grace period week. The Bay Sox season, the first half, is such a high hill to climb that if they don't make it, no one's really going to get upset. But you get that experience from these guys, and they get the chance to really come out firing to start the second half with that double-A experience.
Should be a fun week from Altoona. The Curver on the field. We're set to get it started. Baseball's on the way here on Capital Gold, WNAB.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from PNG Field. It's game one of this seven-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And as Aaron Shortridge warms on the mound for the Curve, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Joseph Rosa, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Judd Fabian makes his double-A debut in center field, batting third. John Rhodes in left field cleans up. Shane Fontana at first base bats fifth. Billy Cook in right field bats sixth. T.T. Bowens is the designated hitter, batting 7th. Tim Susnara catches and bats 8th. Anthony Servideo is the shortstop, batting 9th. The Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Terman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 27-35 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 6-4 over the last 10, 13-13 on the road, and currently in 6th in the Southwest Division, 6.5 games out of first place, with only 7 games left for them to play in the first half, 6 games for pretty much the rest of the league. Again, that Bowie lineup features Rosa, Mayo, Fabian, Rhodes, Fontana, Cook, Bowens, Susnara, Servideo, all to face off against Aaron Shortridge on the mound. PNG Field here in Altoona, 325 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, and 385 feet to the alleys in left field and right field. Very big alleys at this ballpark, known for extra base hits, especially triples, as the switch hitter Joseph Rosa approaches from that vast swath of foul ground behind home plate and steps into the batter's box. He'll hit as a lefty, a .244 average, and a .736 OPS in 12 games for Rosa this season. As Shortridge foots the rubber out of the stretch, a little bit onto the third base side, what is the home plate umpire doing? Mitch Treziak has his mask off, and he's looking into the Bay Sox dugout, talking about something. Oh, our national anthem group has been taking a very long time to get off of the field. One of the gentlemen has to use a walker, so it's understandable why it might take a little bit more time. And He deserves to have all the time he needs. No point to rush someone in a situation such as that. So the home plate umpire was waiting for that little advisory to clear, but now he's back behind the plate, and we're really ready to go this time. As Shortridge holds ball in glove now at the waist, looks in for the sign. Kicks and fires the first pitch home. It's an off-speed, misses up and away, 1-0 to start as we're underway at 6.05 p.m. That's a late start here on a 78-degree, partly cloudy day here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. It was a 6 o'clock scheduled first pitch. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Rosa lifted high and deep out toward right field. Frazier was originally running back, but now he's running down into his left. He makes the catch, 2 pitches, and 1 out on Rosa. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Connor Scott, Matt Gorski, Matt Frazier, Andres Alvarez at third, Leover Peguero at short, Claudio Finol at second, Jacob Gonzalez at first, and Abraham Gutierrez is catching behind the plate for Aaron Shortridge on the mound. As Kobe Mayo digs into the box, he has hit well at this park in his career. As Shortridge holds on the third base side of the rubber, sends in the first, and Mayo watches fastball called for strike. Just above the knees, count starts out at nothing and one. 295 average for Mayo, a 979 OPS in 60 games. 21 doubles, 2 triples, 11 homers, 34 runs batted in. As we sit scoreless in the top of the first, the 0-1 pitch is a late swing and rolled over foul. Couple of high bounces to the left side, count to nothing and two. Bay Sox dug out on the third base side. Altoona's is on the first base side, so home and road section, similar to that of Prince George's Stadium, as the home plate umpire is granting Kobe Mayo time. Aaron Shortridge, a 6'3", 196-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Napa, California. Wonder what his taste is in wine. Fourth-round selection in 2018 out of the University of California. I've seen Shortridge for a year and a half at this point. That's the first time I made that joke. Here's the next pitch. Down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. I think you bring it out of me, Andre. You should be ashamed.
That one was enough of a reach that I won't criticize it.
3-4 record for Shortridge, a 5.60 ERA in 13 games, 12 starts. 1-2, hit hard foul, third base side. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Shortridge has come in after an opener once this season. Altoona's toyed with that a few times this year, seeing what's possible. It's partly because of where some of their major league pitching coordination has come from elsewhere in their careers, as the 1-2 was popped foul out of play right side. Count stays. Shortridge is making his third start against Bowie this season. He's gone 6 innings in each of the previous two, and he can go 6 innings a lot. 54 and 2/3 innings in his 13 games. 44 strikeouts only, though. 28 walks. Opponents hitting him at a 265 clip. Next pitch almost takes Kobe's shoulder. 2 balls and 2 strikes as he's able to pull away from the fastball. Shortridge has allowed 5 home runs. All of them have been to right-handed batters. Here's the 2-2. And Mayo swings and misses on a breaking ball outside. He's down on strikes. 2 up, 2 down. First strikeout for Aaron Shortridge. And now Judd Fabian will bat here in his AA debut. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Tom Fornarola at third base. He's the crew chief. Justin Juska is at first base. And Mitch Treziak calls the balls and strikes behind home plate today. As Fabian steps in, promoted up from High A Aberdeen officially just today, as the first pitch to him comes in and it's swung on and missed high, fastball, count starts out at nothing and one. Right-hander had 56 games with Aberdeen this season, a 281 average and an 882 OPS. 9 homers, 43 runs batted in. And 13 doubles, no triples, as the 0-1 pitch is popped up behind home plate. A lot of foul ground here. Gutierrez, without the mask, runs to the warning track, but it gets out of play about 3 rows deep. Count quickly to nothing and 2 here on Fabian. What's your first impression of all this foul ground, Andre?
There's a lot of it. It does not feel like you're in Eastern League ballpark anymore.
There's a lot more space here than you normally see at Prince George's Stadium, that's for certain. But you've got all this mountain space, all this mountain air to cultivate and build a big ballpark in. Stood since 1995. Very lovely facility. Now the 0-2 pitch. Too far outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bases empty, 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. A scoreless game. Altoona coming off of a very tough series against Somerset, while the Bay Sox picked up their first home series win of the season last week. 1-2. Fabian reaches forward and lifts it foul out of play right side. Count stays. At the very least, while he is on two quick outs, and ahead on Fabian still a ball and two strikes, it has been 14 pitches for Shortridge. The Bay Sox at least making him work just a tad. Like to see a little bit more. He averages around 17 per inning. Another 1-2, and it's lined to right field for a base hit. Fabian picks up a single here in his first double-A at-bat, and the Bay Sox have a two-out base runner here in the first. That's a tough fastball to really stick the bat out and get there, Andre. That was well out and away. A little bit down, too, and Fabian able to go after it. He's got some good reach.
You got to credit the two-strike approach. He wasn't trying to pull the ball, just slap it the other way, right where it came from.
6-1 right-hander Fabian. Good wingspan. Now John Rhodes to bat. 257 average, a 784 OPS in 48 games. First pitch, and he watches fastball move too far down and inside. Count starts out at 1-0. And 12 doubles and 3 triples for Rhodes. 4 homers, 28 runs batted in. It's Shortridge. Holds for quite some time. Now the 1-0. Rhodes watches it miss down and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. A very thrilling week for the Bay Sox back at Prince George's Stadium. Picked up an early win on Tuesday, then lost both ends of the doubleheader on Wednesday. They're playing another doubleheader tomorrow. Still part of this 14-game in 13-day stretch. But then consecutive walk-off wins as the 2-0 pitch is called strike on the outside edge. It's 2-1. While Cade Povich mixed in a masterclass, one of the best starts we've seen from a Bay Sox pitcher in ages, perhaps since Mike Bauman. 13 strikeouts, taking a perfect game into the 7th inning. Pickoff throw to first. It's close, but late. We'll wait on the 2-1 pitch here to Rhodes. Shortridge is coming off of 6 scoreless innings against Somerset, but Altoona lost that game. Bear Bellamy. Cameron Junker allowed 6 runs in just 2 innings as the 2-1 pitch misses down. Well under the knees to Rhodes, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. And if Bowie can get to that Altoona bullpen early today, that could really make a ripple across this entire series. Tell you more why in a second. As the runner takes off, 3-1 pitch is outside for ball 4. Good read by John Rhodes. Really didn't seem like much of anything. Got too far toward the waist, even, in that plate appearance.
He had one center cut fastball that he let go by in a 2-0 count. Other than that, everything was low and inside to Rhodes.
So it puts first and second on now as Fabian moves to second base. Shane Fontana to bat. So Altoona has had to make a handful of moves themselves. Jared Jones was originally scheduled to start today's game, but he has since been promoted to AAA Indianapolis. The curve of the 7 games this week, I think they only have a projected starter for 4 of them. Bullpen arms could slot in a lot of those roles and tax the entire staff. Fontana hitting .259 with an .806 OPS in 17 games. First pitch in, and the left-hander watches it miss down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. 5 doubles, no triples, 2 homers for Fontana, 10 runs batted in. As Shortridge is up to 20 pitches, only 11 of them going for strikes here in the first inning, but all here with 2 outs. Here's the next. Down and inside, quickly 2 balls and no strikes here on Fontana. And the inning started pretty strong for Shortridge. While Kobe Mayo was able to bounce back and run it even at 2, he still struck out, and it was quickly 2 gone. But hey, when you've got the new addition getting on base with that single, that can energize the entire dugout quickly as the 2-0 is called for strike at the knees. Seemed to be a similar outcome to the start of John Rhodes' plate appearance. 2-0 fastball, splitting the middle of the plate, maybe a bit low, but it's 2-1. Here's the next. Call to strike at, that's a low one. What's your take, Andre?
That's about a ball out of the strike zone.
That's a low one. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hopefully Fontana doesn't get too frustrated on that one. Two. And he grounds it over to third. It's going to be scooped by Alvarez, and he'll take it to third base himself to retire Fabian. Five unassisted. That ends the inning. A couple of two-out base runners for Bowie, but they don't score. Bottom of the first coming up. Bowie nothing. Altoona set to bat on Capital Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox, unable to score in the top of the first inning, they did get a couple of base runners and tax Aaron Shortridge for 24 pitches. As we move to the bottom of the first here in this scoreless game, Gene Pinto warms the mound for his Double-A debut. The starting lineup for the Altoona Curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Leover Peguero, followed by Matt Frazier in right field, batting second. Abraham Gutierrez is the catcher, batting third. Matt Gorski in center field cleans up. Jacob Gonzalez at first base bats fifth. Mason Martin, the designated hitter, bats sixth. Andres Alvarez at third base bats seventh. Connor Scott in left field eighth. And Claudio Fienol is the second baseman, batting ninth. Altoona is the Double-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Unley, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. The Curve are 31-30 on the season, a two-game losing streak, and just 3-7 over the last 10, 15-11 when playing in front of home crowds. The Curve are currently third in the Southwest Division, two games out of first place. Again, their lineup features Peguero, Frazier, Gutierrez, Gorski, Gonzalez, Martin, Alvarez, Scott, Fienol, all to face off against Gene Pinto on the mound. As Leover Peguero leads off, right-hander hitting .269 with a .782 OPS in 57 games, 16 doubles, 1 triple, 8 homers, 31 runs batted in. He picked up a couple of bombs last week in Somerset. First pitch home, and Pinto opens his Double-A career with a called strike. Fastball, it's a little bit in the upper outside corner, but an easy one, and it's nothing in one to start. Right-hander kicks and deals the next, and it's a breaking ball this time that misses too far down. Count goes even at one ball and one strike. A two-out single and walk for the Bay Sox in the top of the frame as the 1-1 pitch comes home, and it's grounded hard but fair up the third base line into left field. Kobe Mayo didn't have much of a chance at that one as it sneaks into the Bowie bullpen. Peguero will move to second base standing with a leadoff double. 17th of the season, and Gene Pinto, got the J's mixed up here, will face his first test here at Double-A. Fabian already faced his first test and picked up a single in his first at-bat. But now here's Matt Frazier. 173 average with runners in scoring position this season. Overall in the year, .236, a .679 OPS in 55 games, 11 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 22 runs batted in. Third base plays in front of the baseline, right side of the infield shaded for the pull. As the first pitch in from Pinto is way too high. Fastball causes Tim Susnara to hop out from his seat. Count starts out at 1-0. So far, Bowie and Altoona have already played 11 times this season. The Curve have an edge, 7 games to 4, 1-0 pitch. Called strike, generous outside give on a fastball, and the count goes even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowie has won 2 of the last 3. But there have been a couple of stinkers in there, especially the last time Bowie played here. When Bowie was at Altoona back in April, they only won 1 game. Next pitch, popped up, third base side. Mayo throws the arms out wide to make sure no one's in his wheelhouse. He makes the catch just to the left of the bag. So the first out, let's tell you about the Bowie defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Judd Fabian, Billy Cook, Kobe Mayo at third, Anthony Servideo at short, Joseph Rosa at second, Shane Fontana at first, and Tim Susnara catches behind the plate for Gene Pinto on the mound. As Abraham Gutierrez steps in, just his 9th game here with Altoona. First pitch into the right-hander, and he watches off-speed for called strike, right down the middle, nothing in one. .323 average for Gutierrez, a .989 OPS in those 8 games, 4 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 6 runs batted in. So far proving a good replacement for former first overall pick Henry Davis, who's already been up to the major leagues. 0-1 pitch, grounded over to third, Mayo will be able to hold the runner as he runs in, grabs at the waist, and fires to Fontana at first in time. 5-3 put out, and after the leadoff double, suddenly 2 gone. Bay Sox in their alternate black jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap. You've got the teal shoulder stripe on each side and the cursive orange Bay Sox on the front of the jersey. Altoona in their maroon reds. Scripted Altoona on the front of the jersey, white pants, and a gray cap. As Matt Gorski steps in, 265 average, he's hitting the slots with a 777 OPS this season. 53 games played. There's the smirk, Andre. It's nothing in one to start after a called strike, a breaking ball up and away. I set up the pun before I gave the statistic. That's the misdirection for me.
I think I appreciated that one more because of that.
Because I set it up. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider outside. It's nothing in two. Gene Pinto making his AA debut, a 5'11", 175-pound right-hander, traded over from Los Angeles, the Angels, back in 2020, the same deal that gave Baltimore Garrett Stallings. It was the Iglesias trade. 0-2. Slow grounder, left side, running in Servideo, grabs it in front of the base runner and throws across the body in time for the out. Great rebound from Gene Pinto after a leadoff double, three batted balls in the infield for a scoreless frame. On to the second, we're scoreless in Altoona on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
I tell you, we're touching the sky with how high this broadcast booth is here in Altoona. Do you know that song?
I did get that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Touch the Sky by Kanye West. As we move to the second inning here in a scoreless game in Altoona, Curve known for having one of the highest press boxes in the Eastern League, but it gives you a good vantage point to see Billy Cook step into the batter's box as he hits 237 this season, a 709 OPS in 55 games. First pitch into the right-hander, and he swings and misses on a high fastball. It's nothing and one to start. Aaron Shortridge back to work. Needed 24 pitches to get out of the first inning. That saw Bowie get a runner into scoring position after two quick outs to open. Here's the 0-1, and it's grounded over to short. Right on it, Pagero grabs up near his left shoe top and fires to first in time. Cook was speedy, but still retired 6-3. Now T.T. Bowens will bat. Bowens hitting 250 on the season, an 819 OPS in 26 games. We've got a lot to discuss over the course of this game. Not on Bowens specifically, but on what just happened on the video board. First pitch, and Bowens swings and misses on a high fastball. It's nothing in one. Let's wait till the third. As we sit scoreless here in the second inning. First of seven this week here in Altoona, but as Andre was mentioning it, perhaps jinxing on the way up here from Prince George's Stadium, as the 0-1 pitch is called for strike on the inside edge, it's nothing in two. We are looking at plenty of weather in the forecast. And when you say the word weather, you don't just mean sunlight. You don't mean clear skies. You mean something that's going to cause your plans to change. The 0-2 pitch. And Bowens fouls it off behind home plate up to the second level. Count stays at nothing in two. Four homers for Bowens, including one last week. Seven runs batted in. Still striking out a little bit over a 2-1 ratio against his walks. Another 0-2, and he fouls it off of the catcher. Gutierrez took it off of his right knee, and fortunately, guard saved him on that as the ball bounces slowly over toward the Altoona dugout. Scoreless game here in the top of the second. Great rebound for an opening inning from Gene Pinto after a leadoff double to strand that runner at second base. Another 0-2 pitch, and Bowens watches it for called strike three. Off speed, grabbed the upper inside corner on TT, and that's the second strikeout for Aaron Shortridge, first called. And suddenly two gone here in the top of the second. Tim Susnaro will bat. 128 average for Tim, a 439 OPS in 15 games. One double, no triples, one homer, eight runs batted in. As Shortridge sets, right-hander sends home the first, and Susnara swings and misses, breaking ball a little bit under the knees, and the count starts out at nothing and one. We were discussing this a little bit in pregame, Andre, and it doesn't mean much now, per se, as the 0-1 pitch misses up and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike, because it is just one game in the grand scheme. But thinking of the philosophy of the Orioles, in which they promoted such a large handful of prospects today, 1-1, fouled off back to the screen, 1-2, as opposed to last season when they made their slew of promotions exactly at midseason. Remember, that's when the Bay Sox got Colton Cowser, Connor Norby, Kobe Mayo, the exact midway point of last season. But I like the thinking behind bringing up these players 1 week before the first half ends. 1-2, lifted foul out of play left side, count stays. Because for guys like Judd Fabian, especially, and while it seems like he might be the only batter that Bowie gets before maybe some midway point into the second half, it gives him the chance to work on his timing before you start playing games that matter a lot more again. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed inside for strike three. Two-strikeout inning for Aaron Shortridge. He's up to three on the day as we go to the bottom of the second. A perfect second for Shortridge. Scoreless on Capital Gold, WNA3.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Once again, welcome into PNG Field in Altoona. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Tuesday to join us for a little Bay Sox baseball. Hope you enjoyed the day off from work yesterday. I know I did. Did you do anything, Andre?
Nothing too special. Laid low for the most part.
That's fair. As Jacob Gonzalez leads off for Altoona, first pitch to him misses down. It's 1-0 to start. 5-6-7 in the curve lineup to bat. Gonzalez hitting 242 with a 668 OPS. Next pitch called strike on the outside half of the plate. It's two balls and one. Two balls. Andre, I forgot what numbers are, apparently. I threw a three in just out of nowhere going into break in the last half inning. The 1-1 pitch here misses down. Two balls and one strike. Take it back. I was being prophetic. It's two balls and one strike now. Four homers for Gonzalez. 18 runs batted in this season. The next And he lines it hard but foul, third base side. It's onto the picnic deck they've got just to the left side of the Bay Sox bullpen there. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gene Pinto, a great bounce back in the first inning. Gave up a leadoff double, but needed only 11 total pitches for the scoreless frame. Got a pop-out, a ground-out, and then another pop-out. Long time there from Jacob Gonzalez. Did he have to go get a new bat?
I think he did.
Yeah. Reset the pitch clock. Another winless day here in Altoona as the 2-2 is just fouled. Reaches down for Gonzalez. And he just rolls it slightly over to the Bay Sox dugout. But those clouds aren't going to go anywhere. You're high up enough in the mountains like this. Get a great vista. Beautiful view of the rolling mountains that cascade forward and backward. As the 2-2 is fouled off left side. Get that first layer directly over to the left side, and then out into straightaway center, you've got a couple of rolling hills behind that, and then a smaller one in the middle between the one in left and the one in straightaway center field. But all of that height does bring with it a lot of clouds, and a lot of times, very tricky weather. We've seen plenty of unexpected rain at this ballpark. 2-2. Floated out toward right field. Good jump on it, Cook. And with that, he'll be able to run it down. Make the catch up against the shoulder. One gone. I tell you, the Bay Sox outfield has really been so speedy this season, it seems. And obviously it helps when you do have generally speedy guys like Dante Williams and Billy Cook. But the jumps they get and the tracks they take is so comforting in a lot of ways. Here's Mason Martin. First pitch is swung on and missed down to the left-hander. Count starts out at nothing at one. 200 average, breaking some hearts with an 808 OPS, 46 games played. Now I know how to get you, Andre. Set up the pun before the number as the next pitch misses down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. 7 doubles, no triples, 10 homers, 32 runs batted in. 1-1, and it's lined to second and through for a base hit. Froze Joseph Rosa over at the position, and Martin as the second hit of the day for Altoona. The line drive single over to right. 109 miles an hour off of the bat. No wonder it froze Rosa. Here's Andres Alvarez. 213 average, 626 OPS in 55 games. First pitch, right-hander. Swings and misses on a low breaking ball. Count starts out at nothing and one. 12 doubles, no triples for Andres Alvarez. 5 homers, 23 runs batted in. He's got a very low walk rate this season. Strikeout rate is fine, a little bit above average. 0-1. Breaking ball outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. But we were talking about it pregame. Made sense for Gene Pinto to finally get his call up to Double-A after seeing the shrink of his walk numbers. 1-1 pitch, misses down and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike here. And we'd said the Orioles they do, hold different philosophies. And almost to say their philosophy for promoting minor leaguers is taking it player by player and not rushing things. As the 2-1, misses high fastball, bounces off Susnara's glove. It's the first 3-ball count for Gene Pinto today. Because in 2022, Pinto walked 46 batters in 91 and two-thirds innings. Of course, he still struck out 103 batters, which is phenomenal. But this year, his walks have pretty much been cut in half. As the 3-1 is grounded hard but foul, third base side. Run it full here on Alvarez, who's hitting 063 on a full count. Strikes out about a quarter of the time, but walks nearly 40%. Yeah, this year, Pinto had walked only 18 batters in 50 and a third innings with Aberdeen. Pickoff throw to first. They've got him in the secondary lead, and it is successful. Mason Martin picked off 1-3. Boy, Gene Pinto is really making a great first impression today. I feel like that first one helps out, too, because it's a new pitcher. Offense may not know your cadences, your rhythm, and Pinto had obviously been setting a rhythm. He's moving quickly. The payoff pitch to Alvarez, too far inside, and it's 4-1. So that pickoff now a much bigger help Instead of putting a runner into scoring position, it instead just replaces him over at first base, and still there's two outs. Now with Connor Scott to bat. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the second. First of seven between Bowie and Altoona. Doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4:30 to make up for a game postponed back in April. Left-hander Scott hitting 196 with a 566 OPS in 43 games. First pitch, and he floats it into right center field for a base hit. Turning at second, Alvarez goes to third as it's picked in center by Judd Fabian. Two-out single here for Connor Scott, and they stand at the corners now for Altoona. That pickoff, in a span of two pitches, has gotten massively important for the Bay Sox. Scott only picked up two hits last week in Somerset. Now Claudio Fienahl, the number nine batter. .233 average for Fienahl, first pitch, and he pops it up. Right side of the infield, Fontana made a quick dart to it, but stopped immediately and makes the catch up against his right ear. So a late Bud rally for Altoona. They put them at the corners, but Pinto able to keep them at the corners. On to the third, a scoreless game here on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30, all sponsored by Bud Light. So get your tickets at baysox.com. Third inning here in Altoona, still a scoreless game as Anthony Servideo leads off for Bowie. 9-1-2 in the Bay Sox lineup. Joseph Rosa and Kobe Mayo will follow him. First pitch into the left-hander from Aaron Shortridge is too far down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. 202 average for Servideo, a 532 OPS in 30 games, 5 doubles and a triple, no homers, 5 runs batted in. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, off speed, a little bit outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike now. Andre, I said we'd talk about this in the third inning, and we might need the entire third inning just to talk about this because of the absurdity of what Altoona is doing today. Not the team, but the organization, the promotion. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed high, and the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. It is the most popular game in terms of sales ever. The most popular video game ever. I'm a big Pokemon fan. Nobody would really know that about me a lot of times, but I am, and they sell a lot of games, but nothing is ever compared to Minecraft. Tetris used to be up there, but it's all Minecraft now. As the 1-2 is floated foul out of play, count stays at 1 ball and 2 strikes. But of course, Minecraft is a licensed product, and if a team, such as a minor league baseball team, wants to do some sort of Minecraft promotion, they might have to shell out a little bit to Microsoft to make that possible. And fortunately, there are ways around that. That's exactly what Altoona did today. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Too far outside after Cervidio fouled off a couple of 1-2 offerings. He runs it even at 2-2. So today is the digital blocks that you mine night at People's Natural Gas Field. They don't say Minecraft once, as the 2-2 is popped up. Left side, foul ground, sprinting on it. Peguero, the left fielder now, Scott, makes the catch just in front of the catcher's spot of the Bay Sox bullpen. So one up, one down. That's five in a row retired by Aaron Shortridge. And now back to the top of the lineup for Joseph Rosa. They've already done two different between-inning games themed around Minecraft, building a nether portal, which is it's basically in-game portal to the underworld. You build it out of very hard-to-obtain and hard-to-mine materials. I don't need to go too deep into Minecraft lore. As Joseph Rosa bats, first pitch into the switch hitter, and he watches it for called strike at the knees. Again, we're seeing a very low strike zone, it seems, early on. Count starts out at nothing and one on Rosa, who flew out to right field in the first. And they had what was called the Ender Pearl toss. An Ender Pearl is something that you throw, and it transports you to wherever you land. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off left side, quickly nothing and two. If we had that technology now, I feel like air travel would be obsolete, but...
Yeah. You probably can't throw an Ender Portal to Kansas from here.
If you get a cannon. Altoona tried. Unfortunately, the kids that were throwing those Ender Pearls didn't actually teleport anywhere. Next pitch, laced into center field, falling and down. A base hit just in front of Matt Gorski, and Rosa has his third hit in the last week. He's been slowing down some, but picked up the big hit that mattered last week with the 10th inning game-winning single. Now Kobe Mayo will bat as the Bay Sox have a one-out base runner here in the third, a scoreless game. Well, I'm just looking forward to more of what they might bring to the table already. They've incorporated parts of the video board into it. T.T. Bowens' player page for the scoreboard was themed as Mayo cranks one deep out to left field. This one is fair and gone. Kobe Mayo says goodbye. His 12th home run of the season, a two-run shot in the third, 2-0 Bowie. 114 miles an hour, 399 feet away from home plate for Mayo. And he's not letting the fact that handful of Bay Sox batters, well, not a handful, just one Bay Sox batter, handful of Bay Sox players got promoted deter him. Mayo is making work what he needs to make work. RBIs number 36 and 37 for Kobe this season. And now Judd Fabian will bat. And just as we were talking, they've got that Minecraft-themed player page for Judd Fabian. First pitch misses outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Thank goodness, though, the television highlight of that one will not feature me discussing Minecraft and Kobe Mayo's home run. We'll hear what John Moses has to say about Kobe Mayo. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed high. It's one ball and one strike. Fabian singled to right field back in the first inning, but he got forced out at third base to end the frame after Bowie put two on. And it was a single in his first double-A at-bat, and that's a good start as the 1-1 is fouled off behind the screen. It's up just to the right of the press box, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Base is empty, one out. Bowie up 2-0 here in the third. As the next is lined over to third and grabbed with a lean by Andres Alvarez. Very soft-hanging line drive there. I think Fabian might have even cracked his bat on that contact. So a 1-for-2 start for Fabian. And now John Rhodes. I mean, it is fair for a team to try and figure out any way around the copyright issues that would run into a Minecraft night, because like I said, it is statistically the most popular, most well-sold game in history. First pitch to Rhodes, misses outside, 1-0. Rhodes walked on a 3-1 pitch back in the first. And I think part of the reason behind that is because it's such a low resource intensive game. It's all squares, it's all cubes, that they put it on everything. As the 1-0 is lifted high and deep to left center field, Gorski sprinting back, but with plenty of space in front of that deep warning track, he makes the catch. Fly out to center ends the inning. Our Minecraft discussion will continue in a bit. As Mayo puts the Bay Sox on top with a two-run blast. Back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
A 2-0 Bay Sox lead as we move into the bottom of the third. Kobe Mayo with a big two-run blast to get it going. Leomar Peguero will lead off for Altoona, top of the curve lineup, with him, Matt Frazier, and Abraham Gutierrez. Gene Pinto back to work, 29 pitches deep, and the first pitch is grounded deep in the hole to short. Good running grab at the shoot tops by Anthony Servideo. A high throw to first is corralled by Shane Fontana. Nearly pulled his foot off of the bag, but fortunately, he didn't get too high in the air. Peguero put out 6-3. Yeah, the way your momentum can carry you in that one, you definitely want to put a little extra power in the throw to make sure it doesn't go with your momentum. You're practically throwing it. Well, not practically. You are throwing it against your momentum, so you have to add power to it. But one pitch, one out. Now here's Matt Frazier. First pitch here. He shows bunt. Pulls back, though, and it's called a strike. Kobe Mayo with a late run in, and he'll back out off of the grass as the next sees no show of bunt, but still called for strike. Breaking ball runs it to nothing and two. Pinto having no issues so far as time is called by the batter. Frazier popped out to third base his first time up. We'll have to ask Garrett Stallings how he feels getting one of his former mates back on as the 0-2 misses down and away, one ball and two strikes. Stallings had been such a, he is the clubhouse veteran in a lot of ways, the elder statesman for the Bay Sox, coming over in that trade from Los Angeles. For Pinto, it's a little bit different, though, as the 1-2 misses down, two balls and two strikes. Not just because of time spent here at Bowie specifically, but I'm talking about time spent in the organization prior, as they both came from Los Angeles. The 2-2 misses down. After starting ahead, nothing at two, Pinto works it full. Frazier inning 200 on full counts. Walks about a fifth of the time, strikes out about a sixth of the time. Bases empty, one away, and the payoff. Too far outside. From ahead, nothing and two, Pinto walks his second batter. It's a one-out walk, and now Abraham Gutierrez will bat. The difference between Pinto and Stallings is that Garrett Stallings never pitched in an official game for the Angels organization. After he had been drafted, the pandemic hit, of course, so there was no official games played. He did work out at the alternate site with Los Angeles, but never pitched in an official game. Pinto did. First pitch to Abraham Gutierrez is swung on and missed. Low fastball outside, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Gutierrez grounded out to third base back in the first. He's already hit in a one double play in his eight games with Altoona this season. Here's the next. Too far outside. One ball and one strike. But a 2-0 Bowie lead. Kobe Mayo's 12th home run of the season. I believe that breaks the tie with Heston Kerstad for the team lead. Of course, he's the active team leader by far. 1-1, up and in. Two balls and one strike now. Yeah, Kerstad had 11 in his 36 games played with Bowie. 46 games played. 2-1 pitch. Swing and just a piece. Falls off the glove of Susnara. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Our friends from Altoona had popped over to the broadcast booth in the last half inning to commiserate with us that they had had an embarrassing conversation during Kobe Mayo's home run. Here's another pickoff throw. Not in time. They actually caught Matt Frazier stepping into his secondary lead, but he wasn't far enough away from the bag to get it close. They were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles when we were talking about Minecraft. I feel like we had the more embarrassing one, Andre, as the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball down, and it took Pinto a while to get there, but he finally has his first double-A strikeout. Second out here in the third inning, and now Matt Gorski will bat. And unfortunately, we've discussed this, Andre. The official Twitter accounts of Major League Baseball and MLB Pipeline only use the home feed. So that Eagles embarrassment is immortalized for social media to see. Here's another pickoff throw that goes wild. Out toward the tarp, and Frazier will advance to second. He's going to go to third as Shane Fontana had dropped the ball trying to pick it up off the tarp. So before we even see a pitch to Matt Gorski, he's suddenly going to get to bat with a runner in scoring position, one just 90 feet away. I'm just going to rule that a straight E1. Even though Fontana did have a little bit of an issue getting it from the tarp, I think you can't really assume that Fontana would have been able to throw out Frazier at third base. First pitch to Gorski, misses up and away, 1-0 to start. Gorski popped out to short back in the first inning. Aaron Hicks just hit another home run. Here's the 1-0. And it swung on and missed down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. I tell you, the Orioles and Mike Elias and his knack of finding guys. Just when it seems like other teams might not want him for good reason, the Orioles find him, want him, and they show why it was a good reason. Here's the 1-1. Fastball under the knees. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-0 Bay Sox lead. Pinto at 44 pitches, 27 for strikes. So he works out of the stretch with a runner at third for the second consecutive inning. 2-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away. Bounced away from Susnara briefly, but he was able to pounce on it. It had moved out of the batting circle and into the foul grass on the first base side. But fortunately, only about 1 foot into that grass. And that was much too close for Matt Frazier to try and gamble on. Does run the count even at 2. Gives Pinto a chance to get out of the inning. Runner at third, 2 away, 2-0 Bowie. Next pitch in. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Maybe a piece, but into the mitt of the catcher. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gene Pinto. And for the second consecutive inning, he strands a runner at third. We're through 3 here in Altoona. Bowie leads 2-0. Andre has the play-by-play next on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Pest Now is
proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNEV.
Top of the fourth from Altoona, the Bay Sox. A 2-0 lead over the curve. A Kobe Mayo 2-run blast down the left field line. Only scoring so far in this one, and a successful double-A debut so far for Gene Pinto on the mound for Bowie. But right now, Aaron Shortridge continues on the mound for Altoona. Shane Fontana steps into the left-handed batter's box with the first pitch from the right-hander. Is swung on and popped up. Left side, it'll drift into the seats, and counts nothing and one to start. It's Fontana, Billy Cook, and T.T. Bowens, a scheduled three to bat, second time through against Shortridge. Fontana 0-for-1, he bounced into a ground ball force out over at third base, then in the top half of the first inning. In the lefty box, slight tap of the right foot with an open stance. The next pitch is rolled over toward first. High hop off the glove of Gonzalez down the right field line. Fenol, the second baseman, races quickly up the line to snare it. It keeps Fontana over at first base. See how it's scored. Likely to go down as an E3 that'll allow Fontana to reach. Now they're going to give it a base hit. That's the fourth hit for the Bay Sox against Shortridge. And Fontana stands on first for Billy Cook. More tomfoolery on the curve video board as Cook steps up. 0-for-1 with the ground ball out to the shortstop. Middle infield is pinched to turn two. Third baseman Alvarez behind the bag off the line at third. Fontana breaks with the first pitch, and Cook skies it right side into the second deck. Nothing and one to start to Cook. There have been several Minecraft-themed animations on this theme night, not to be named Minecraft night, at the ballpark tonight. And the one that transitioned into Billy Cook's headshot on the video board was somebody mining through a wall. Next pitch is fouled off the mid of the catcher to the backstop, nothing in two. You get a good chuckle out of some of those. 2-0 Bowie leads. Leadoff runner on here in the top half of the fourth inning. Fontana stands on first as Cook in an 0-2 count. Really good week for Billy Cook at Prince George's Stadium this past week. He's looking to take that on the road with him now. As Shortridge's 0-2 pitch is fouled off again. Fastball right at the knees. Cook just underneath it as it hits the screen behind home. He'll do it again at nothing and two. Cook overshadowed a little bit by the production of Kobe Mayo, but he hit .360 last week with 5 of his 9 hits going for extra bases. He's had really good numbers at Prince George's Stadium the last 3-4 home series. Check on the runner at first. Fontana's back with a head-first dive. And now they'll call a balk. Home plate umpire came back from behind home. Shortridge didn't quite see exactly what had happened. Maybe it failed to come set before he checked on the runner, but the balk is going to move Fontana up to scoring position. As good as a stolen base for the Bay Sox. Now runner in scoring position for Cook here with nobody out. Brings the second baseman Fenol closer to the second base bag. Gonzalez further off the bag at first. Now the 0-2 to Cook. It is reached for over to second on one hop. It's in between the wickets of Fenol. Looks back Fontana to second and then flings a sidearm toss to first. It's in time to get Cook 4-3 and keep the runner at second. One down in the frame. Bowens is 0-for-1 today as he steps into the right-handed batter's box, DHing tonight for Bowie. Looking strikeout his first time up against Shortridge. One of three punch-outs for the right-hander. Deep breath off the third base side of the mound, stares back Fontana dancing off of second, and it's another balk. Shortridge brings ball out of glove, just shrugs his shoulders at the field umpires, doesn't quite know what that's for, but it's the second balk in as many plate appearances, and Fontana has gotten his way all the way to third base. Well, Kalus Crabb was out of the dugout to have a word with the first base umpire. It was a very brief one, and he kind of raises his palms up towards the sky as he walks back into the curved dugout on the first base side. So now runner on third with one out for Bowens, and the infield forced to come up for the curve. First pitch, swing and a miss. Sharp breaking ball from Shortridge, snapped at the knees, and it's nothing and one to Bowens. Now the next offering. As the right-hander comes set, long pause, stares in for the sign. A one. Bowens watches low. Good block from Gutierrez and another breaking ball that dives down. He takes and the count's one and one. Seven RBIs for Bowens in 26 games this season. Just one RBI last week on his solo home run back at Prince George's Stadium. 1-1 pitch. Bowens swings and misses. More off-speed from Shortridge. That time a changeup fading away from the right-handed hitter. Now the count's one ball and two strikes. Bowie leading 2-0. That's a big run over there at third base. Bay Sox looking for some more insurance. One-two pitch. Bowens swings and misses for strike three. Fastball right at the letters as Bowen swung through it. Second time he's gone down on strikes tonight. Fourth strikeout overall for Shortridge. That's a big second out for Altoona, who can now let the infield come back with Tim Susnara coming to the dish. Susnara 0-for-1 day. The left-handed hitting catcher struck out swinging in the second. The Bay Sox trying to push that run home. First pitch to him. Swings and hits it on the ground. High chopper towards second. Charging in Phenol. Fields at the belt off to his left-hand side. Underhand shovels to first in time. 4-3 putout. Retires Susnara in the side. Leadoff single threatens over a third but does not score. Still 2-0 Bowie as we head to the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back here at PNG Field in Altoona, Bowie leads 2-0 over the curve. Andre Miguel here with you on a very cloudy Tuesday evening as Bay Sox are started with their final series here in the first half. Jacob Gonzalez, Mason Martin, Andres Alvarez scheduled to hit against Gene Pinto in the first pitch fastball. Misses low for ball one. Here to the right-handed hitting first baseman, Gonzalez. Pinto in his Double-A debut has been very bend but don't break so far. As the next pitch, Gonzalez watches off-speed, duck just below the knees. Counts 2-0. 0-for-1 day for Gonzalez. A fly ball out up the right field line his first time up. Right-handed bat digs back in. It's been a very fast rhythm so far for Pinto. Tickles the outside edge of the zone with a fastball that time. Maybe a little off the plate, but he'll get the call. Been a little bit of a wide zone towards the outside edge for hitters so far today. As the next pitch is laced down the left field line. It is just foul. Slider had broken just at the knees to Gonzalez. And off the bat, it looked like it could have been trouble, but it just hooked down the left field line towards the Bay Sox bullpen as John Rhodes will toss it back into the crowd. It's allowed strike two to Gonzalez, and it evens the count. Pinto, though, has left a base runner stranded in scoring position each of his first three innings here in his Double-A debut. He's stranded four curve base runners altogether. Very slow walk back from Gonzalez to the right-handed batter's box, maybe trying to disrupt some of that timing for Pinto, as he's been very quick to work in between his pitches on the mound. Gonzalez was the whole way out at second base by the time that he had realized that ball had touched down in fair territory and took a very slow walk back, the whole way across the field towards the batter's box. Next 2-2 is lined over the head of the shortstop Servideo, and it falls in left field for a base hit. Roughly the same location as the last pitch to Gonzalez. He'll pick up the leadoff single for Altoona. Fourth hit against Gene Pinto here in the fourth. Second frame where the curve have had a leadoff man reach in this one as Mason Martin now comes to the dish. Martin also a hard hit single on the right side for the left-handed hitting DH's first time up. Check swing, they'll appeal down to the base umpire. He went around. Sharp slider from Pinto makes it nothing and one to start. And that's been the one thing, if you are going to look for things for Gene Pinto to build off of in this start, that has maybe been concerning so far. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Good fading changeup that time. Pinto has featured that often in complement to the fastball. It's nothing and two now to Martin. But for Pinto, a lot of the contact that he has given up has been pretty hard hit. Two singles already for Altoona that have exceeded an exit velocity of 100. That last one from Gonzalez was 98 off the bat. So he's maybe hit a few more barrels than you would like, but look, he's kept the ball in the ballpark and kept them at bay. Next pitch, check swing. Did he go? They'll appeal down. He did not. Slider that ducked inside. Counts 1-2 here to Martin. The 2-0 Bay Sox lead here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Leadoff man Gonzalez, single, stands over at first base, held on by the first baseman Fontana. Next pitch to Martin, misses outside. Changeup, and now it's 2-2. But for Pinto, second time through the lineup, the pitch count has continued to climb, was working rather efficiently through two frames, had thrown 29 pitches, 20 of them for strikes. He's now up to 52 pitches and just 33 of them in the zone. 2-2, and he misses down low with an off-speed again to ride the count full here on Martin. Had gotten ahead of Matt Frazier 0-2 back in the third inning before walking him. Only two free passes for Pinto so far, but the two strikeouts as well. He comes set, payoff on the way. Martin swings and misses for strike three. Went back with the slider. It's been his bread and butter as it snapped right at the knees. Third strikeout for Pinto, and big first down here in the fourth. Now up steps Andres Alvarez. Full count walk for him in his first plate appearance. He steps into the right-handed batter's box. Righty on righty against Pinto. First pitch is swung on and popped up. Into right field, Cook jogging back, has it read, camps underneath, and makes a catch atop his cap. Still about 5-6 paces away from the warning track in right field. It's a fly out for Alvarez. Two down now with the runner still at first for Connor Scott. Scott, a first pitch single, his first time up, 1-for-1 today. Right-hander comes set, first pitch. Breaking ball, snaps into the zone, called strike, nothing in one. Right-hander set, not very big lead off of first at all for Gonzalez. It's the 0-1, check swing, it bounces off the shin guard of Susnara out towards the curve on deck circle. He doesn't see it, and now breaking towards third base, Gonzalez will get in standing. Susnara didn't see the ball as it had hit off his left shin guard all the way over towards the Altoona on deck circle on the right side. Fontana, the first baseman, had to pick it, but by the time he got over there, it was already a hard round for Gonzalez. All the way up to third on the wild pitch. He's now 90 feet away.
Yeah, I think part of that does play into a little bit, though. vast foul grounds at this ballpark, Cusnara used to Prince George's Stadium, and really any other ballpark in this league with smaller foul grounds, he expected to be closer.
1-1, swing and a miss. Good changeup from Pinto, makes it 1-2 here to Scott. Good stop for Cusnara to keep it in front. And Pinto, as he's done in his first three frames, trying to strand a curve runner out in scoring position. There's been a little traffic in his first double-A start, but he's made the pitches when it's mattered. 1-2 here to Connor Scott, the right-hander, comes set at the belt. Kicks and deals, and it's swung on and lifted over the head of the shortstop Servideo, down in center field for a line drive base hit. Gonzalez jogs home to score, RBI single Connor Scott, second hit of the game, and Altoona's on the board. It's 2-1. Fifth hit for Altoona, and they're on the board here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. RBI number 22 on the season for Connor Scott in game number 44. First pitch swing and a miss to Claudio Finau, and count goes to nothing and one. Change up gets Finau started, who popped up to the first baseman first time up. Next pitch of this righty-on-righty matchup is swung on and missed. Slider that broke well outside of the zone at the end of the day from Pinto. Makes it nothing and two. Well, Pinto had been flirting with danger, but it was more hard contact from Altoona. As the next pitch is hammered foul down the line. It'll skip on a couple of hops off the screening along the tables at sit field level. Over towards the Bay Sox bullpen. Count stays nothing and two. We'll check on the runner at first. Another sharp throwback from Pinto, but Scott, not too aggressive off the bag, is back standing. 5-for-6 on attempted steals this season to Scott. See if he's on the move in 0-2 count. Runner does go. Pitches low and outside. It took Cusnara into the left-handed batter's box on the slider. Had to pick it on the backhand, and at the end of the day, didn't have a throw. Stolen base for Scott. He's up into scoring position. Sixth steal of the season. And the count now 1-2 to Finau. Just no real chance for Cusnara, who was losing his balance as he had to reach across his body to snare the offering. So Scott into scoring position. Now the 1-2. Low and outside again. This time a fastball, and it evens the count here to Finau. I mentioned Gene Pinto not working particularly deep into games yet this season. He's only pitched beyond four innings three times since April for Aberdeen. His season high for pitches is 76. This is about to be pitch number 68 of the evening. 2-2. And he misses low. He's gotten ahead of a hitter 0-2 here in Finau again and filled the count. Top of the order, third time through, Leover Peguero waits on deck. No action in the Bay Sox bullpen, though. They're trying to let Pinto get through these four frames. Next pitch. Inside, nearly hit him. Not too much action on that changeup that had almost plunked Finau right in the helmet. Had to duck at the knees in the batter's box. It's the third walk for Pinto. That puts two on with two outs as Leover Peguero comes up. Now a mound visit from Tim Cusnara before he'll face Peguero third time. And it's a quick one. Peguero's 1-for-2 today. Doubled in the bottom half of the first to lead things off for Altoona. Was left stranded at second base. Also a ground ball out to shortstop. But he has hit the fastball hard, as he has at Prince George's Stadium this season already against the Bay Sox. Two on with two out. Bowie clinging to a 2-1 lead, the first pitch. Pinto gives him a slider. Taken low and away, a twitch of the bat from Peguero, but he keeps it back as the count goes to 1-0. Peguero crushed Bay Sox pitching the last time these two teams met up at Prince George's Stadium. 1-0. Hit on the ground towards shortstop. Chance to get out of the frame. Servideo runs around on it. Fields at the ankle. Strong throw across in time to nab Peguero and retire the side. Two runs left out on base for Altoona, but the curve do get on the board off an RBI single from Connor Scott. Bay Sox lead 2-1 as we head to the fifth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The BaySox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back at P&G Field in Altoona, 2-1 ball game. Bay Sox have the edge. Top half of the fifth and 9-1-2 scheduled to hit for Bowie in the frame. Against Aaron Shortridge. Could see the order third time through as Anthony Servideo, the nine-hole man, steps up. 0-for-1 day, a fly ball out to left field. Digs into the left-handed batter's box and pops the first pitch foul. Out of play behind home, nothing and one to Servideo. Shortridge fires in pitch number 64. No action in the Altoona bullpen. There are some bodies stirring in the Bay Sox end, but nobody throwing just yet. 0-1 here to Servideo. Top of the zone, a called strike on the off-speed. Makes it count nothing and two. Gene Pinto at 71 pitches in his Double-A debut. His season high is 76. We'll see if Bowie has him face the lineup a third time, but right now that looks to be the indication. As the top of Bowie's lineup waits on deck and Joseph Rosa, Kobe Mayo also scheduled to hit in the frame. 0-2 pitch. Servideo watches called strike three. Knew it right away, a fastball right about at the waist, rung him up across the center of the plate. Fifth strikeout for Aaron Shortridge. One down here in the fifth. Base is empty as Joseph Rosa steps up. He singled and scored back in the third. Also a fly ball out to right field. Switch hitter bats lefty. Third baseman Alvarez creeps into the edge of the infield grass on the first pitch fastball. Misses well high. 1-0 to start to Rosa. It's been a good start to the 10 years in Orioles farmhand for Rosa. As the 1-0, off-speed, clips middle of the zone, called strike. Change up that time from Shortridge, makes it 1-1. Had played well through 12 games with Norfolk before getting sent down here towards Bowie, and now two series under his belt as a member of the Bay Sox. 1-1 is fouled off the hands. To the netting, out to the left-hand side, 1-2. Slider had jammed him on that occasion. But Rosa is looking for a bounce back after his series last week at Prince George's Stadium. Only saw him collect a handful of hits, but did have that walk-off pinch hit single in the 10th inning against Richmond on Saturday. 1-2. Change up, misses inside, evens account. Rosa, of course, has a very unconventional journey. Found himself in independent ball the last couple of seasons before being signed by the Orioles. First in the Atlantic League and then down in Mexico as well. 2-2. Swings and gets a piece off the mitt of the catcher towards the backstop. Count stays. But for Rosa, it was also where he played his winter ball that gave him a real opportunity here with the Orioles organization down in the Dominican Republic. Steps back into the lefty box, wiggles the bat off his left shoulder. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off his leg. Does have that protective shin guard on his right leg as he kicks it up in the air. Looks to walk that one off. And home plate umpire will take time to deliver a fresh baseball out to Shortridge as the count stays at 2-2. but in his action in the Dominican Winter League, on his coaching staff was Felipe Rojas Jr. That's the current manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds back in Class A. And after playing for Rojas, it stands to point that he put in a good word after seeing the skill set of Rosa towards the Orioles organization and led the scouts eventually finding him down in Mexico this season. We played for a pair of teams already before signing a contract with the Orioles organization. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Base is empty here, top half of the fifth. Shortridge comes set at the belt, the pitch. Rosa watches fastball high, about eye level, and it rides the count full. Shortridge set. Payoff on the way. And Rosa watches for ball four. Changeup that just ducked down below the knees. Good at bat from Joseph Rosa, able to battle back and foul a couple of tough pitches off. He wins the A-pitch battle. Heads down to first base on just the second walk of the evening for Shortridge. And always a good situation to get a base runner to reach with Kobe Mayo coming to the dish. Especially the way that Mayo has swung the bat as of late. 33-game on-base streak, 9-game hitting streak now for Mayo. 12th home run of the season, a 2-run shot his last time up. First pitch. Slider low and away, he takes, and the count's 1-0. Mayo has been on fire, and after winning Eastern League Player of the Week for his efforts last week against Richmond, no sign of slowing down so far. In the righty box, bounces the beige bat off his right shoulder, takes the next pitch low, throw back to first, has to be blocked by Gonzalez in front of the first base bag as it's skipped in off the throw from Gutierrez, and the count's 2-0 to Mayo. Gutierrez off first glance, and this is the first time the Bay Sox are seeing him this season. Handles the staff very well. Pitch blocking has been good, but maybe not the arm strength of a Henry Davis or even a Dylan Shockley. That gives the Bay Sox opportunity to potentially run. Rosa's got a healthy lead towards the edge of the cutout at first base. Stays put on the 1-1 pitch. Mayo, line drive left field. It gets down. Skips past the left fielder Scott all the way to the wall for a base hit. Rosa motors into second. The throw kicks off the arm of Scott, rolls in towards the infield where Peguero goes out to meet it. It's a double for Kobe Mayo, number 22 on the season. One off the double-A lead, and out the third on the play is Rosa, two in scoring position with one out for Bowie.
I'm proud of you, Andre. You held off. When Kobe Mayo hit a double, you held off.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
I will say, it's unfortunate that the Bay Sox didn't send Joseph Rosa with how poor that throw in from Connor Scott was, but I still understand the reasoning behind it. The Bay Sox have run into plenty of outs, especially a handful of plays at home over the last few days. And not just the last few days. It seems to be a once relatively often kind of occurrence as we've got a meeting on the mound right now. And still with only one out, a force out is still off the table. Judd Fabian will get a chance here to maybe pick up his second hit and his first double-A RBI.
And just as we mentioned, Dylan Shockley, there's a couple of bodies going out towards the Altoona bullpen as the mound visit disperses, maybe trying to get somebody hot quick, as Fabian, as Matt mentioned, has already singled today and hit the ball hard twice. He had a sinking liner that went off the end of the bat in the third inning towards third base, but a single the other way back in the first. A 1-for-2 day in his double-A debut, and the curve for the second time in as many innings. Bring the infield in. Bowie leads by a run, and Fabian a chance for his first double-A RBI. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch from Shortridge. Fabian fouls it straight back.
And to give a little context to why I'm proud of Andre, I didn't actually say that. He held off from using a condiment pun on Kobe Mayo's double. He said that he'd been thinking about it, but while I am a fan of the pun, I don't want my assistant to be tainted.
A 1 pitch, Fabian swinging a miss at high fastball, nothing in 2.
So well done, Andre.
I learned from the best. That's what I say. Fabian takes time before the 0-2 pitch. Do as I say, not as I do, right? That's what they say?
Exactly.
Infield stays in for Altoona. Shortridge set. Long pause. Now the 0-2. Fabian swings and misses for strike 3. Fastball just above the letters. Inner third tied him up. Sixth strikeout for Shortridge. That's a big second out as Altoona can now bring the infield back with John Rhodes coming to the plate. 0-for-1 day for Rhodes. Fly ball out to center field and a walk in the first inning. Righty-on-righty matchup. Spooey's had some opportunities to add on to the lead here. First pitch to Rhodes. He watches inside edge, called strike on the off-speed. Changeup snapped inside on him and twisted up his hands as he took that one, clenching his hands in tight towards his black jersey. Pitch caught a good portion of the plate, just below the waist. 0-1, Rhodes swings, nicks it off the catcher to the backstop, nothing in two. And if Bowie can't play to run here, you feel like they have missed their chances. They had a runner on third with nobody out in Shane Fontana after a couple of balks. They were unable to get him home. Now having two on with one out off the double from Mayo. One strike away from not playing either in that instance as well. 0-2 pitch. Rhodes watches low and away. Good stop. Gutierrez reaching across his body on the slider. 1-2. That's been the situation for the Bay Sox, though. After that big series in Erie, their average with runners in scoring position dropped into the upper third of the Eastern League, but in certain situations, they just haven't been able to get the contact. 1-2 pitch. Rhodes bounces it back up the middle, towards Peguero, who ranges over to his left, makes the catch, throw to first is wide, but Gonzalez is able to hold the bag. Reaches all the way across to his right, up the line, 6-3 putout, retires Rhodes in the side. Bowie get two in scoring position, but unable to play it either. Still a 2-1 game as we head to the bottom half of the fifth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Well, it's make or break time for Gene Pinto in his Double-A debut. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bay Sox have a 2-1 lead, and Pinto trying to qualify for a win in his first start at the level will face 2-3-4 of the Altoona lineup. Third time through as Matt Frazier digs into the left-handed batter's box to get things started. Pinto fires pitch number 72 on the evening. His off-speed misses low to start to Frazier 1-0. Frazier 0-for-1 day. He walked and popped out on the infield. And the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Same pitch for Pinto, this time different result as he got Frazier out in front of the off-speed offering. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Mayo, the third baseman, creeps in towards the edge of the infield grass at third. Next pitch, called strike. Ooh, a little low on the changeup, but it's been called low in the zone so far tonight as Frazier hopped up and down to the left-handed batter's box. He has to battle back now in a 1-2 hole. Next pitch from Pinto, swung on, tap back up the middle, just out of the range of the pitcher's glove and over his head. Bounces past the shortstop Servideo up the middle for a base hit. Has been a lot of hard contact off Pinto. That one was 99 miles an hour off the bat of Frazier. It's a sixth hit for Altoona. First for Frazier, leadoff man aboard, third time in five innings for Altoona as Abraham Gutierrez comes to the plate. Action in the Bay Sox bullpen as Gutierrez, 0-for-2 on the day. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0. It's Connor Loprich warms down the left field line for Bowie. The 1-0 pitch is lifted in the air towards right field, but hooking foul as Cook watches it out of play. evens the count at a ball and a strike. Gutierrez has gone down swinging and rolled over towards third base. Mayo is playing behind the bag, up the line. Sure, video deep in the hole at shortstop. Rosa pinched up the middle at second. Next pitch, called strike. Outer third slider caught the outside edge of the zone. And Pinto ahead 1-2. Arnie surpassed a season high in pitches as the 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Went well away from the right-handed hitter with the slider that time and got him swinging for the second time tonight. Fourth strikeout for Pinto, one away in the fifth. That pitch was well into the left-handed batter's box, but a lot of late life. Now with one out and a runner on first, here's Matt Gorski. Ground down to strikeout for Gorski as he digs into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch bounces in. Susnara blocks at the chest. 1-0 here to Gorski. As it's been very bend but don't break for Pinto. Curve have had base runners on in all five innings against him, but he has stranded six of them through his first four innings. Take a look back towards first. Frazier is back standing. Hasn't been too many aggressive leads for Altoona since Gene Pinto had picked off a base runner back in the second inning. That was Mason Martin. He's shown a quick move and good tendencies on the mound. Right now, Frazier's lead isn't more than about a step and a half off the bag. He is twitching towards second. They'll check on him again. That means both disengagements for this plate appearance have been used by Pinto. Now a chance for Frazier maybe to get a little more aggressive off the bag, potentially. Does take an extra half step as the pitch floats in upstairs. It nearly took Gorski's head. He bounced out of the way in the right-handed box. 2-0 now to the right-handed hitting outfielder. Infield back for Bowie. Playing him slightly to pull. Next pitch, check swing. And they'll say he went around at home plate. Another slider well away. Pinto's had a lot of deceptive movement on it. Gets a chase in a 2-0 count. Now 2-1. Right-hander set. Next pitch, runner goes. It's slashed towards left field and down for a base hit. Line drive single for Gorski. Staying at second on the play is Frazier after a wide turn. Rhodes gets it in quickly on one hop. Two singles in the frame for the curve. They have seven hits on the night. Lopritz has had plenty of time to get warm. Kyle Moore waits on the top step of the dugout as Jacob Gonzalez right now gets set to hit in the right-handed box. Now Moore's out. And this could be it for Gene Pinto here in his Double-A debut. Certainly grinded throughout the course of the evening, but just one too many hard hit balls for this Altoona team, who threatens again to tie the game here in the fifth. He won't get through those five frames to qualify for a win in his debut, but certainly lots to be excited about. As Connor Lopritz sets enter for the Bay Sox, we'll have more on the right-hander when we come back. Pitching change in Altoona, Bowie leads 2-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Pitching change at People's Natural Gas Field here in Altoona as the Bay Sox cling to a 2-1 lead over the Altoona curve. But Altoona does threaten here in the bottom half of the fifth. Two singles in the frame have put a runner on second and first with one out. As the day is done for Gene Pinto, but the line is not closed yet in his first Double-A appearance. He makes way for the right-hander Connor Loprich, set to continue and face Jacob Gonzalez. Seven hits against Pinto for the curve. We'll have more on his line in a moment after it closes. Lopritch takes over for Bowie on the right-hander. 6'3", 215 pounds out of Clovis, California. Acquired in a trade with this Pirates organization back in 2020 for cash considerations. Lopritch on the season, 0-1, a 4.50 ERA through 14 appearances. He's pitched 18 innings, allowed 14 runs, only 9 of them earned. 12 walks, 23 strikeouts. Opponents hit him at a 225 clip. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Scored the lone out 2-0 run so far tonight. He singled and scored in the fourth. Also flown out to right field. And his first pitch is lined straight at Servideo. Throws back to second. It's in time for a double play. Talk about an entry. One pitch, two outs. Liner straight to the shortstop. Goes back to Rosa. 6-4, double play. Wipes Gorski and retires the side. Bowie is able to wiggle out of another jam and hold on to their 2-1 lead as we head to the sixth here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's LUMINIS health.org.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Bay Sox lead it 2-1 as we head to the sixth inning here from PNG Field in Altoona. Shane Fontana, Billy Cook, T.T. Bowens, 5-6-7 in the Bowie lineup as Aaron Shortridge continues on the mound for Altoona into a sixth inning of work. He's been consistent against the Bay Sox this season and so far par for the course today as Fontana swings and misses at the first pitch in the left-handed batter's box, 0-1. The off-speed had him out in front. Fontana's 1-for-2 today, singled, advanced all the way to third on a couple of balks in the fourth inning. Bowie was unable to bring him home. 0-1, Fontana hits it on the ground, up the middle, ranging to his right to second baseman Phenol. It sneaks underneath his glove as he slides onto his backside. Sneaks into right center field for Fontana's second hit of the game. Leadoff single for Bowie here in the sixth, and the sixth hit for the Bay Sox. 13 combined hits, and we're still only in a 2-1 game. It's been very bend but don't break for both sides as Billy Cook now steps up to the plate. Pair of ground ball outs for Cook today. Middle infield is pinched for the curve. Try to turn two against the right-handed bat. First pitch from Shortridge. Fontana breaks towards second base. Pitches high for a ball. Throw down to second base is in time. Good pick on the short hop from Phenol before applying the tag across his body to nab Fontana. He's caught stealing 2-4. And just like that, one away here in the sixth and a 1-0 count to Cook.
You know, before Fontana drew his two balks back in the fourth inning, he had taken a very early jump. I think it was the first pitch to Cook then as well, but Cook had fouled the pitch off. So the Bay Sox had kind of already played their hand in this scenario. I assume they were anticipating a pitch to try and get Fontana.
1-0 is lifted in the air right field. Frazier racing over towards the line into the curve bullpen. He parks, now continues to take off, and it's onto the grass hill just beyond the fence. So out of play for Cook, and the count's 1-1. Very good pitch for Gutierrez to throw on as well, a high fastball. That's only the second runner he's thrown out in 10 attempts here at the double-A level. It's 1-1 here to Cook. With one out and the bases empty, a 2-1 game. As said, both of these teams have had their chances against their respective starting pitcher, but haven't seen a lot of capitalizing so far. 1-1 to Cook, line down the left field, but it's foul. Hooking well into the Bay Sox bullpen in the end on a hanging breaking ball. It's 1-2 to Cook. That was pitch number 89 of the evening for Shortridge. Again, as I said, it's continued to be consistent against the Bay Sox. His two starts against Bowie this season, 6 innings, 2 runs. He's on track to doing that again as the 1-2 is lined into left field, this time down in front of left fielder Scott for another base hit. Two singles back-to-back to lead off the 6th now gives 7 for the Bay Sox, matching Altoona's total. But again, that caught stealing looms large of Fontana with Cook on first now with one out for T.T. Bowens. And that might be it here for Shortridge.
Now, the Curve have Noe Toribio up in their bullpen. I'm not sure how much time he's got. I guess it's enough.
And he's already making the jog out from right field. So a pitching change for Altoona now. It's both starters. Well, they don't make it out of their respective frames. We'll have a pitching change here in Altoona. 2-1 Bay Sox on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Pitching change for the Curve here on the top half of the 6th inning. Already a couple of base hits to the Bay Sox tab as the day is done for Aaron Shortridge. Line's still open. So as Noe Toribio starts on the mound, right-hander, 6'2", 194 pounds, out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent back in 2016. He'll deal here to T.T. Bowens. The runner at first is still the responsibility of Shortridge and Cook. Fontana led off the inning with a single, was caught stealing, and then Cook just singled to left to end the day for Shortridge after 5 1/3. They'll look back to first. Nearly a wild throw by Toribio as it's reeled in by the first baseman Gonzalez and Cook back standing. One of the more potent stolen base threats for Bowie, we'll see if he's on the move, is Bowens. A pair of strikeouts on him so far today. First pitch, Cook stays put. It's a breaking ball over the inside edge called strike, nothing and one to Bowens. Toribio on the season has a 4.64 ERA, 1-1 record through 14 appearances. He's eaten up 21 1/3, allowed 11 earned runs. 9 walks, 30 strikeouts. Opponents just hitting him at 195 clip. Cook dancing off of first towards the edge of the cutout with his lead. He'll now dive back in on a check. He's back standing, well, back sliding, but before the tag can be applied by Gonzalez. On a shoulder-high throw, it's still 0-1 here to Bowens. A 1. Fastball taken well outside, maybe with the idea that the runner would take off, but it's 1-1 now to Bowens with Cook staying put. Gutierrez had thought about a snap back to first. The line's still open on Aaron Shortridge, but it is closed on Gene Pinto, as a 1-1 from Bowens is hacked foul over the head of the third base coach Kyle Moore and into the Bay Sox dugout. Oh, bullpen. 1-2 here to Bowens. Final line on Pinto, who finished back in the bottom half of the 5th inning. 4 1/3, 7 hits, 1 run, it was earned. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. A lot of contact, but was able to limit the damage. 83 pitches, 51 strikes. The next pitch from Bowen swung on a miss for strike 3. First strikeout for Toribio starts his tab. And 2 down now in the frame as Bowens down on strikes for the 3rd time tonight. 2 outs and a runner on first. It's up to Tim Susnara to extend the inning here for the Bay Sox. 0-2 day for Susnara. He's grounded out to second and struck out swinging. First pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed outside, starts him out nothing and one. Alvarez is way off the bag at third, almost in a traditional shortstop position, but playing even in line with the bag. Peguero almost completely behind the second base bag. As the next pitch from Cusnara, hit on the ground, gets around on it, does Phenol, bobbles it a couple times on the edge of the grass. He underhand flips to first, and it's not in time. Everybody safe up to second on the play is Cook. Phenol had to get around on the ball in the shallow outfield, blocked it with his chest, and after a couple of juggles was unable to get enough on the ball to get it to first. It's a hit for Cusnara. Eighth hit of the day for the Bay Sox, and two on with two outs. A chance for Anthony Servideo. It's been a quick infield surface here at PNG Field, and it played to the benefit of Cusnara there. Now Anthony Servideo, 0 for 2 day for the left-handed hitting shortstop, and the first pitch is called strike off speed. Broke just above the knees, and it's nothing and one to Servideo. Could be a big spot for the nine-hole man here in the Bay Sox lineup. Next pitch, well outside. Takes a changeup in the right-handed batter's box and evens the count at 1-1. Bowie left a runner at third in the fourth. They left two in scoring position in the fifth, and they still cling to a 2-1 lead. 1-1, Servideo lifts his hands out of the way, and off-speed down, and it's 2-1. Nothing but soft stuff from Toribio so far in this plate appearance. Right-hander comes set. Now the 2-1. Servideo swings and misses. Good fading changeup that went inside on the right-handed bat. Now 2-2. And time called by the batter here before the next pitch. Two runs on 8 hits for the Bay Sox. One error. Two runs on 7 hits for Altoona. One run on 7 hits, I should say. Next pitch. Servideo watches outside and low. Rides the count full. Both sides have had their chances. One swing at the bat from Kobe Mayo gave Bowie their lead that they haven't let up since the third. Top of the order, and Joseph Rosa waits on deck. Now the 3-2. Runners take off, and Servideo swings and misses for strike three. Two strikeouts for Toribio. Get him out of the six. Bay Sox threaten with two, but do not score. They still lead 2-1 as we head to the bottom half here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's our Independence Weekend celebration starting on Friday the 30th with our Pride Night. A special ticket package gets you a Bay Sox rainbow hat. And then July 1st through 3rd, major fireworks shows each and every night with a special jersey auction on sale. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth from Altoona. Bay Sox lead 2-1 over the curve as Connor Loprich continues on the mound for Bowie. Took him just one pitch to get out of a serious jam with a line drive double play ball back in the fifth inning is... The Bay Sox have survived by the seat of their pants in some cases in this one. Mason Martin leads things off for Altoona. Left-handed hitting DH, 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout, and his first pitch is driven into center field. Fabian started back, now comes in a couple steps to his right, camps underneath, and makes a catch almost in dead center field. Martin retired on the fly ball, and two pitches and three outs for Connor Loprich. How about that?
That's what I was just about to say. I mean, at this rate, he'll send us home at 8 o'clock. 7:49 for those who don't have a clock near them. Not everyone has a clock nearby, Andre.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm trying to be welcoming.
It's the benefit of that 6 o'clock start time.
Yeah.
0-for-1 day for Andres Alvarez as he steps into the right-handed batter's box, nearly clipped by the first pitch. Fastball rode inside, and he ducked his neck out of the way as the count goes to 1-0. Alvarez walked in the second, left-stranded at third, also flew out to right field. That's been the story. Base runners left on for both teams. That's the next pitch from Loprich. Good off-speed, outer third, broke sharply, called strike, and makes the count 1-1. Altoona's left at least one runner on in every inning so far in this one. Bowie's gotten all their offense from one swing of the bat from Kobe Mayo as the 1-1's fouled back. Fastball that was actually a couple inches off the plate to the outside. But still contact from Alvarez on the swing and a 1-2 count here and the advantage of Loprich. Deep breath from the right-hander. Next offering. And off-speed well inside. Didn't quite get the break he was looking for as it flew over the head of Susnara behind the dish. That makes it 2-2. We can add an extra promotion to the, what'd they call it again in Altoona? Where are they calling this theme night tonight? You'll have to get the name for me. The 2-2 is hit on the ground towards shortstop. Servideo picks just about even with his belt and fires across the first. 6-3 retires Alvarez for the second out.
The digital game where you mine blocks night? I think that that might be slightly away from the actual title.
We'll continue to fish for the name. Two outs and the base is empty as Connor Scott bats.
You should have said mine for the name, Andre.
Oh, that's fair.
Come on.
You can fish, too. Scott bounces the first pitch foul over towards the base Sox on deck circle. Nothing in one.
Digital blocks that you mine. Okay. Night.
In between innings, there were two young fans on top of the dugouts.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were having a contest to see who could most replicate the sound that a villager makes.
One of the NPCs in the game.
Yes. 0-1. Outside to Scott. Breaking ball. Makes a count 1-1.
I say I had the best one. They should have put me in there.
Well, I was just about to ask you, can you make the villager sound? There you go. It's a niche reference. There's the 1-1 from Loprich, swinging a miss, high fastball, 1-2.
I mean, is it? I prefaced it. Most best-selling video game ever, man.
It depends on your age, right?
Yeah.
Some listeners will not be the video game playing type, yeah. To be fair. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Loprich is looking for a 1-2-3 frame here in the sixth as Bowie leads 2-1. Here's the pitch. It's knuckled. Off the end of the bat, Servideo, the shortstop, ranges over, throws across his body. It's not in time. Went right off the handle of the bat from Connor Scott, just 57 miles an hour as he rolled it over towards shortstop, but it's enough for his third hit of the day. Infield single on a really impressive range from Servideo, who broke the whole way across the left side of the infield, charging in, but just couldn't get enough on the throw. Two outs and a runner on first for Claudio Fienahl.
Yeah, they're really making him work. It's something for Anthony Servideo today, I tell you.
Been a lot of action. Fienahl's 0-for-1 with a walk. He swings and misses at the first offering. Fastball high. Makes it count nothing at 1. It's been a lot of hard contact. Hard to believe Altoona just has the 1 run on the RBI single from Scott his last time up in the 4th. Does have a stolen base today, but this pitch has popped up. On the infield, Loprich is creeping in. The third baseman, Mayo, takes charge, and just out in front of the mound, he makes a catch. As Fontana continues to look up in the air as Mayo comes down with the baseball. P5 retires Fienahl and the side. Two out single, nothing comes of it. Still 2-1 Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. When we come back on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Back to work here in the seventh inning. Already a quick one, as Bowie is still leading 2-1 with a combined 16 hits in this game. First pitch to Joseph Rosa, and he doesn't pick the bat off of his shoulder as a curveball misses too far outside from Noe Toribio. 1-0 to start. 1-2-3 in the Bowie lineup. Next pitch, and Rosa watches fastball for a called strike right down Broadway. Count goes to 1-1 now. 1-for-2 day for Rosa, singled and scored in the third inning. The only two Bowie runs on Kobe Mayo's two-run home run as the next pitch misses too far inside. Count goes to 2-1. Toribio came in the sixth inning, struck out a pair, gave up an infield single, and stranded a runner in scoring position as the 2-1 misses too far in under the knees. 3-1 on Rosa. After him, it'll be Kobe Mayo and Judd Fabian to bat as Rosa calls for time. Well, I'm glad to see Rosa has gotten into the habit of calling for time when he gets toward the end of a plate appearance, as the 3-1 is hit to the right side, and a great backhanded grab by Claudio Fienahl, ranging deep in the hole to shallow center. He plants, turns, and fires to first in time for the out, 4-3. Not an easy play on a 102-mile-an-hour batted ball, but Fienahl got a good read on it, and it wasn't too far out of his wheelhouse. And now we're going to get a quick battery visit, as Toribio and Gutierrez want to walk through for certain what they're going to bring up to Kobe Mayo.
Yeah, I've been saying it a couple times already today. This infield in Altoona is playing super quick today. There have been a lot of high exit velos that have stayed fast on the infield.
Mayo 2-for-3, first pitch, and he swings and misses. Fastball comes in just a tad low when the count starts out at 0-1. Now, one of the stats that I don't bring up too often, but it's definitely notable in games, as the 0-1 pitch misses outside, 1-1, is how players do in the early innings, a lot of times against the starting pitchers, and then usually after the sixth, when they get to the seventh and on. 1-1 pitch, and it's cracked slowly over towards short. 2 hops and a low scoop by Leo Verpagero. Sidearm toss, gets the first in time, 6-3. Kobe Mayo is one of those guys whose numbers take a bit of a dip after the sixth inning, a .231 average. Strikeout-to-walk ratio is very different, though. I tell you, he gets a lot more patient after the sixth inning. He walks more than he strikes out.
Now here's my devil's advocate for you. I feel like he gets less to hit later in closer games because of where he's at in the lineup. They pitch around him a lot.
That's very true. But you know how I operate, Andre, as the first pitch here to Judd Fabian misses outside. It's 1-0. I present the numbers. Sometimes I let folks make their own assumptions and maybe draw their own conclusions or think of their own variables to why those numbers exist in the vacuum that they do. As the 1-0 misses outside, 2-0, and I guess technically it's not a vacuum, but you understand my point.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Base is empty, 2 away on 2 groundouts. The 2-0 to Fabian is called for strike on the outside edge. Count goes to 2-1. 2-out single back in the first inning for Fabian. He lined out to third in the third after Kobe Mayo homered. The next here is grounded to short. A couple of ground balls up the middle of the infield for the Bay Sox as Pagero sends it over to Gonzalez at first to cap off a perfect seventh inning. Time to stretch here at Altoona. The Bay Sox lead 2-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go Bay Sox and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's our Independence Weekend celebration starting on Friday the 30th with our Pride Night. A special ticket package gets you a Bay Sox rainbow hat. And then July 1st through 3rd, major fireworks shows each and every night with a special jersey auction on sale. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Well, out of the bottom of the seventh inning here in Altoona, still a 2-1 game as Connor Loprich gets back to work for Bowie. He has worked efficiently so far. One pitch to pick up two outs in the fifth, gave up a two-out base hit in the last half inning. But so far, as he tangos with the top of the Altoona lineup, Loprich is only at 13 pitches for five outs recorded. First pitch to Leover Peguero is too far outside, and it's 1-0 to start. Peguero, 1-for-3 with a double back in the first inning. He's grounded out to the shortstop twice since then. Third base playing in front of the bag. 1 foot on the grass for Kobe Mayo as the 1-0 is lifted high out toward the right field corner. Curling down on it now, Rhodes, just before crossing the foul line. That's Cook, rather. Rhodes isn't left. Cook makes the catch, and there's one away. That efficient start here for Connor Loprich continues. He's already well on track. He just needs to put down one more batter, and he'll have his longest appearance of the season for Bowie. He's not gone two innings since the start of this month when he pitched in Harrisburg and gave up four runs. Matt Frazier, the batter. First pitch into the lefty, and he smokes it foul out of play left side. Count starts out at nothing and one. 1-for-2 today, Frazier. Popped out to third in the first. Walked in the third. Got to third base on an error. And was left there, singled up the middle in the fifth, and got doubled up at second base. It was a good line drive. That was how Loprich started his day. 0-1 offering. And it's rocketed on a bounce to first base. Shane Fontana played perfectly. Trots to the bag himself. A 3-unassisted putout. And quickly, 2 gone. This is some of the best stuff we've seen from just about any pitcher. If we're not talking about pure strikeout stuff, Lobrich is putting together what could be starting pitching work. If you want to see him go very long.
The rare combination of throwing strikes but missing barrels. It's in the zone, but he's locating it on the edge of the zone very well.
Abraham Gutierrez is 0-for-3 on the day. Two strikeouts. First pitch to him is a half swing. Missed high, no appeal. Interesting. 1-0 to start. Really looked like you could have at least asked. As Lopritch sets at the chest, rocks back and forth on that back foot. First base side of the rubber, 1-0. And it's grounded under the right side and through the gap for a base hit. They were playing him a little bit more on the pull side, and Gutierrez is able to go the opposite way, something he doesn't do too often here in his 8 games with Altoona. But he picks up his first hit of the day, and for the second consecutive inning, after 2 speedy outs, Lopritch gives up a single. Now Matt Gorski will try and do something, as Altoona has been flirting with that tying run on base constantly since the 4th inning. First pitch into Gorski, and the right-hander hits it back up the middle, under Lopritch's legs. It's scooped by the second baseman, Rosa, and underhanded to Servideo, who forces out Gutierrez at second. My goodness, Connor Lopritch is moving fast. 20 pitches for 2 2/3 innings. We're on to the 8th. Bowie leads 2-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening, you understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, despite the overcast skies, a lovely day here in Altoona as we enter the 8th inning. 74 degrees right now as the first pitch to John Rhodes is called for strike in the lower outside corner. Nothing in one to open as 4, 5, and 6 are set to bat in the Bowie lineup here in the 8th. A 2-1 Bay Sox lead. Next pitch in from Toribio is checked on, a breaking ball down and away. Rhodes held up, so says the first base umpire, Justin Juska. And it's 1-1. After Rhodes, Fontana, then Cook. It's an 0-for-2 day for Rhodes with a walk. 1-1 pitch. And it misses down. Count goes to 2-1. I tell you, he has been getting a good look of the strike zone. I feel like when he's swinging at the ball, he's making contact every time. It just hasn't been to get the ball down, as the 2-1 is contacted into right center field, falling in no man's land, but Matt Frazier is able to run it down. The right fielder makes the catch just before colliding with the second baseman, Fenol. That's just what I'm talking about right there, as John Rhodes is getting the contact, not really missing the ball, but just hasn't put the barrel on it well enough to get it out, or at least get it to where they aren't. As Shane Fontana will bat now, a 2-for-3 day. First pitch into the lefty, and he grounds it foul up the first base line. Count starts out at nothing and one. 2 singles for Fontana. He got to third base on a couple of balks. As the Bay Sox have Ofrady Gomez warming in their bullpen. Seems to be Altoona gets a right-hander going as well. To be Cameron Junker. So we went in the 0-1 here to Fontana. On its way. And it's sprayed foul up the third baseline, hits into the netting in front of the picnic section here in Curve, PA. Count to nothing at two. So two fouls for Fontana. Gomez, as the next pitch, plunks Fontana on the hip and sends him down to one knee. He practically just falls over in shock. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Bump it up to 93 even. Just came a bit too far inside. Fontana doesn't seem as if he's going to need attention on that one. But it's not fun. As Toribio plunks the left-hander, and Billy Cook will bat with a runner on base. Now, Freddy Gomez had picked up a couple of saves for Bowie in the Erie series a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like he could be a second answer for save situations, aside from Wandus and Charles, if the Bay Sox had used him too many times in any short span. Pickoff throw to first, no tag. Wait on the first pitch to Cook, who's 1-for-3 on the day. And now with Charles up, AAA Norfolk taking the Bay Sox reliever earlier today, along with Justin Armbruster and Cesar Prieto. Gomez could slot into a closer role full-time as the first pitch to Billy Cook is called for strike at the knees, nothing in one. But at the same time, Bowie hasn't not really been a team that utilizes a closer, partly because of their abundance of tandem pitchers. The 0-1, Cook, a late attack on a breaking ball, and he drills it deep out to left field. Scott, running back, warning track, wall, it's gone! Billy Cook says goodbye, his seventh of the season, gives Bowie two more. It's 4-1. Big insurance home run there for the Bay Sox. 102 miles an hour and 402 feet away from home plate. That's Cook's second home run against Altoona and his third in the past week. He had that big game-tying home run against Richmond the other week and then had another solo home run in the first of that doubleheader. The first pitch here to T.T. Bowens is swung on and missed down. Count starts out at nothing and one here. So that hit by pitch, a little helpful. Shane Fontana can get some celebratory ice back in the dugout. Bowens 0-for-3, three strikeouts. Next pitch, too far outside, snapped up. It's 1-ball-and-1-strike. For Toribio, that is the third home run he's allowed this season, and the first that he is allowed to a right-handed batter. 1-1. Called strike on the outside half of the plate, 1-ball-and-2-strikes. As we talk about Ofrady Gomez potentially coming in a long save situation, Bowie does have another candidate as the 1-2 bounces in away. 2-balls-and-2-strikes. You were telling me, Andre, that the new addition from Aberdeen has some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, Keegan Gillies' fastball gets up there. High 90s, 97, 98, all the way back when he pitched a two-lane with Hudson Haskin.
2-2. Late swing, and it's popped foul out of play right side. Not going to stop Jacob Gonzalez from jogging after it, though, but it's well out of play. Count stays at 2-2. So perhaps we could see two pitchers making their AA debut today, with Gene Pinto firing 4 1/3 innings of one-run ball. Just missed out on setting himself in line for the win, as the 2-2 to Bowens is lifted in the air to left center. Running down on it from center field, Gorski, but he's called off by Scott in left, and Scott makes the catch mid-stride. Two away on a couple of flyouts, but the Bay Sox really putting it in the air right now in the eighth inning against Noe Toribio. And it looks like Toribio is done on that fact. Bring in a new pitcher to face off against left-hander Tim Susnara. Calix Crabb is out of the dugout, makes the point, receives the ball. We'll tell you about the new pitcher in a second. Bowie has a 4-1 lead in the eighth. Back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Well, one big hit for the Bay Sox. Helpful to knock Noe Toribio out of this game. Right-handed reliever for Altoona departs after 2 2/3 innings. Gave up just 2 hits and 2 runs. Both were earned. He struck out a pair of batters. Those came very early. He didn't walk anyone, and he gave up a home run. His first to a right-handed batter, Billy Cook, hit his first home run on the road this season. Andre, you were telling me that Cook's home road splits might be turning a corner now after a big hit like that.
Got a chance. It's been a good month of June. Really a good bounce back since April. And we've been waiting for the power to follow outside of Prince George's Stadium. Who knows?
So 4-1 Bowie leads as Cameron Junker takes over. Bases empty, 2 outs in the 8th with Tim Susnara at the plate. First pitch to the left-handed catcher. Misses too far inside. It's 1-0 to start. Tell you about the new pitcher, Junker, a 6'5", 220-pound, 25-year-old right-hander out of Cincinnati, Ohio. 10th round selection in the 2019 draft from Notre Dame. Fires the next, and it's swung on and missed down. Count goes even to a ball and a strike here on Susnara, who's 1-for-3 with an infield single back in the 6th. Junker on the season, 22 appearances, a 1-2 record, a 3.55 ERA. 25 1/3 innings, 23 strikeouts, 16 walks. Fires the 1-1, and it's too far up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Junker's allowed 2 home runs this season. He's been one of the most called upon arms in tough situations for Altoona as the 2-1 pitch misses outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. He's inherited 16 runners this year. That's tied for the most in the bullpen for the curve. And he's done great work with that metric. Only 3 of his inherited runners have scored. 3-1 pitch. Susnara gets hit by it. Off speed, up and in. I think it got his elbow guard. He didn't really react to the contact at all. Only 86. That's the second hit-by-pitch of the inning. And Susnara will take first base. A Junker pitched in relief of Aaron Shortridge back on the 15th and did not do too well. Between him and Bear Bellamy, they had allowed 6 runs over 2 innings. Despite the fact that Shortridge had fired 6 scoreless, Altoona lost the game 6-3. Here's Anthony Servideo. First pitch is a fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's 0-1. Junker was the losing pitcher in that outing. 4 runs on 4 walks and 2 hits. Next pitch, swing and a piece on the outside half into the mid of the catcher. Run the count to 0-2 here on Servideo, who's 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a fly out to left in foul territory. 4-1 Bowie leads, 2-run home runs doing all of that. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Breaking ball outside, and Servideo is 0-4 on the day. Runner left at first, but Bowie gets 2. A big blast by Billy Cook, his 7th of the season, and we move to the bottom of the 8th. A 4-1 Bowie lead on Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Well, the Bay Sox make a pitching change here into the bottom of the eighth inning as they now lead by three. They've been clinging to a one-run lead for quite some time, and fortunately it had been held onto by Gene Pinto and Connor Loprich. Loprich most likely the winning pitcher today after Pinto was unable to finish five innings. Loprich fired 2 2/3 scoreless. Ofrady Gomez takes over and faces Jacob Gonzalez to start. First pitch, a fastball at 98, misses down, 1-0. Gonzalez, Mason Martin, then Andres Alvarez to bat. Jacob Gonzalez is 1-for-3. Singled and scored, Altoona's only run in the fourth, hit into a double play in the fifth. Here's the 1-0, and it's too far outside. Another fastball at 98, two balls and no strikes. But Loprich fired 2 2/3, gave up two hits, no runs, no strikeouts, no walks. A lot of weak contact and a lot of well-played ball there from Loprich. It was his longest outing of the year as the 2-0 is called for strike. Sticking with the fastball, and this one hits right down Broadway, 2-1. Loprich had gone two outs longer than any other appearance this season and did it in about half as many pitches as his season high. That's how great he was. 2-1 pitch misses outside, three balls and one strike. And since Pinto did not finish five innings while Bowie has led the entire time since Pinto was in the game, potential winning pitcher is up to the official scorer. 3-1. And it's fouled off back to the screen. Another fastball up and away, and it runs the count full here from Ofrady Gomez. Gomez, a 6'3", 240-pound right-hander. 27 years of age from Pueblo Viejo in the Dominican. Minor league free agent signed by Baltimore this past winter. He's got a birthday coming up. July 6th, he'll turn 28. Payoff pitch to Gonzalez is floated foul out of play behind home. Keep it full. Gonzalez only 2-for-7 on full counts, but he struck out five times and only walked once this season. Another 3-2. Bounces in. So Gomez starts his day with a walk. Gonzalez sprints up to first to see if Tim Susnaro would be caught napping to go get that ball, but that's not going to be the case, so Gonzalez will just have to stop at first base. So now here's Mason Martin. 1-for-3 day of his own. He singled to right field in the second and got picked off. Since then, he's struck out and flown out. As Gomez, with a dark blue mitt covering his chin, comes set behind the ear now. First pitch home. And the left-hander pops it foul out of play left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Gomez on the season for Bowie has made just three appearances but has not allowed a run in 4 1/3 innings. Three strikeouts, only one walk. He converted two saves against Erie a couple of weeks back, his first two appearances with the Bay Sox. 0-1, swing and a miss. Off speed down. It's no balls and two strikes now. Gomez last pitched against Richmond. He fired a scoreless inning with two hits and a walk, but earned a strikeout to keep his line clean as the right-hander steps off the back of the rubber while he waits for Mason Martin to get back into the box. Runner at first, none out here in the bottom of the eighth, Bowie up by three. 0-2 offering. Breaking ball, hammered but foul. Eventually sit right down the middle as Billy Cook was giving it a jog, but it's not much of an issue on him as the count stays at no balls and two strikes. Busy week here in Altoona. Two games tomorrow starting at 4:30, then 6 o'clock the rest of the week, even Sunday. Another 0-2. In there, strike three! Froze him with 99, just above the knees. First strikeout for Ofrady Gomez, just the fifth for Bay Sox pitching. with the first out here in the eighth inning. Found it interesting that Gomez picking up those two saves so effortlessly for the Bay Sox, they were only his 10th and 11th career saves. As the first pitch here to Andres Alvarez is called for strike, another 99-mile-an-hour fastball. It's just low when the count starts out at nothing and one. And 10 saves may not seem like a lot, and it may not seem like it's notable for any reason, but you've got to remember that Gomez has pitched in the minors since 2013. As the next pitch misses outside with a check swing, Alvarez held up. It's one ball and one strike. Gomez was a starting pitcher for four seasons. You could say the better part of five seasons between 2015 and 2019. As the 1-1 is too far outside, two balls and one strike. That was back when he was mostly in the Royals organization. And spent a little time in the White Sox organization as well. And joined the Baltimore system for this season. A little bit of time with AAA Norfolk. And now down here with Bowie. Tides got postponed today. As the 2-1 is lifted in the air out toward the right field corner foul ground. Toward the bullpen now. Cook slowing down as it's going to get out of play. He did brace up against the wall, but the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Yeah, so Mullins, Mountcastle, that incredible lineup that they were going to roll with today, that's just going to have to wait.
It was going to be a AAA debut for Cesar Prieto and Justin Armbruster. It would have been something, that lineup.
Probably could go toe-to-toe with at least the bottom third of teams in Major League Baseball right now. Another 2-2, and it plunks him. Fortunately, the off-speed up and inside as, I don't know, maybe folks just really got a little too loose on the off day yesterday, because that's the fourth hit by pitch, as a matter of fact, we've seen in this game, isn't it?
You know, it's a little humid. I don't know if that would affect the grip at all, because it's all been off-speed for the most part that have hit batters, but it is very peculiar.
But in the same thought, there have only been, six walks in this game? Which is low for a Bay Sox game over the past couple of weeks.
That's fair.
And for Bay Sox pitchers, it's only been four. Yeah, four walks. Here's Connor Scott, first and second, one out. He represents a tying run. First pitch into the lefty, and he cracks it on a line in the left center field, hanging up long enough for Judd Fabian to run down, but crossed over by John Rhodes. Rhodes makes the catch. Fortunately, everyone stays put. Hopefully, there was enough loud communication on that one, as it looked like Fabian was all over it. But the first time Scott is put down after starting 3-for-3 and driving in Altoona's only run. That's a good second out here in the eighth inning, and now Claudio Fienahl will bat.
Fabian's quick. He really ate into left center field to go and get that ball. John Rhodes probably didn't expect him to get over there and make up that much ground.
Never going to get upset about such a strong outfield, such a speedy outfield from the Bay Sox, and it's just getting better. As the first pitch to Fienahl is a nice breaking ball to open it up, called strike. Sits right down the middle. It's nothing in one. 0-for-2 day for Fienahl. Two pop-outs and a walk. Because, I mean, think about it. The Bay Sox already have a strong outfield right now, and then they've got two incredible outfielders on the bench. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside, fastball at 98, runs into nothing in two. You've got Dante Williams, who made arguably the catch of the year in minor league baseball at this ballpark back in April, when he had dove out toward the center field wall to take away a base hit. And then Zach Watson, the 0-2, is lifted into shallow center. That'll fall for a base hit. Let's see if they try and score Gonzalez. They do. Throw comes home, and they beat him! I don't know what Gonzalez was thinking. He just trotted home as if Judd Fabian wasn't going to throw him out. First test, I suppose, and Fabian passes with flying colors. That's an outfield assist for the center fielder. Keeps it to just one run from the curve. We go to the ninth as Bowie leads 4-1 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, another new pitcher for Altoona as we move on to the top of the ninth inning. Bowie up by three. Tanaj Thomas taking over for Cameron Junker, who only faced two batters. One third of an inning for Junker. He hit a batter but didn't give up any hits, and he runs, and he struck out Anthony Servideo for the only out he needed. Makes way for the right-hander, Tanaj Thomas, to face off against the top of the Bowie lineup, opening Joseph Rosa. Switch hitter continues to bat lefty on a 1-for-3 day. First pitch, and he watches it for a called strike on the outside, 95. Count opens up at nothing and one. After Rosa, Kobe Mayo, Judd Fabian to bat, as the 0-1 is knuckled foul left side, quickly nothing and two. Thomas, very well known around these parts, 6'4", 210-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Freeport in the Bahamas, traded over from Cleveland back in 2018. I believe this is his third season with Altoona. He was here last year. I believe he was in 21 as well. As the 0-2 pitch is too far outside, 1-2. Thomas on the season for the curve has made 14 appearances, has a 2-1 record and a 7.04 ERA. 15 and a third innings, 8 strikeouts, 11 walks. He's allowed 2 homers as the next pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. Breaking ball well under the knees, and Thomas opens his day with a strikeout. That's the 10th overall for Altoona pitching. And now Kobe Mayo to bat on a 2-for-4 day. First pitch into the right-hander, and he nearly gets it. Fastball brushes him off inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Mayo grounded out to the shortstop back in the seventh inning. Two-run home runs for Bowie. Mayo had one of them. And the next pitch, did that one get him? That fastball came even closer than the previous. No, he got out of the way again. And it's two balls and no strikes. But Thomas really trying to brush Mayo off of the plate as much as he possibly can. Mayo had the two-run blast in the third that gave Bowie the edge. And that's still enough for them now as the 2-0 is too far outside. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Billy Cook, some very necessary insurance in the eighth. Two-run blast of his own. 3-0. Mayo watches it up and away, a 4-pitch walk. I mean, the game plan seemed to be there for Thomas, and I think this is similar to what you and I were discussing very briefly as to why Kobe Mayo's batting average and his strikeout-to-walk ratio are so vastly different in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Because the game plan from some relievers has to be different, I'd imagine, especially when Mayo goes on a big day like today, where they just won't give him anything. Here's Judd Fabian. First pitch into the right-hander, and it misses down, 1-0 to start.
It's no disrespect to anybody that's currently in the lineup now either, but now with no Heston Kerstad and no Cesar Prieto, Judd Fabian's going to have to justify why they shouldn't give Kobe Mayo nothing to hit in late-game scenarios as well.
I guess that's fair. As the 1-0. is called strike in a lower inside corner. Generous give inside. And it runs the count to one ball and one strike. Fabian has a really tight spin of his bat. Watch the way the barrel just twirls in a circle there. It's so small of a circumference as the 1-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes.
I've really been watching a couple of things with his mechanics because he had a strikeout problem when he played collegiately at Florida, and he got rid of his leg kick with two strikes to really hamper down on that strikeout problem. So I've really been trying to pay attention to his two-strike approach now, watching him in person for the first time.
I remember Hudson Haskin did something similar when it came to removing a leg kick. Pickoff throw at first, not on target, so no tag. We'll wait on the 1-2 to Fabian. Oh, the balk! That is the third of this game, and the home plate umpire immediately turns to bark at the Altoona dugout in response to their own woof.
Calix Crabb went out and talked to the umpire after the second one from Aaron Shortridge in the fourth inning, but it was a very brief, maybe 5-second exchange between the two of them.
So Mayo to second base on the third balk of the game. Still only one out, so double play off the table as it's a 1-2 count here on Fabian. Pitch in, and he cranks it high and deep to left field, backing up on it Scott, but he looks to have a track. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Fabian might have been able to get it out at Prince George's Stadium. Still would have been a little too short, 296 feet. But he really gave that one a good charge. Fly out to left. And it's a 1-for-5 day so far for the right-hander. Now John Rhodes will bat. But I'll say this, too. Even those tiny little concentric circles when you're holding the bat, that takes some that takes muscles. That takes a lot of strength to be able to just maintain that. Gets you excited for the power that he might be able to bring to the table. Here's Rhodes, 0-for-4 with a walk, and the first pitch is swung on and missed down. Make that 0-for-3. He walked back in the first inning, did not get past first base. Runner at second, two away. Four runs for Bowie, one run for Altoona, both teams with 9 hits. As the 0-1 is called a strike in the outside half of the plate, low fastball. It's nothing in two here on Rhodes. As Ofrady Gomez will try and complete the 6-out save in the bottom of the ninth against the top of the Altoona lineup. O-2 pitch, and Rhodes hits it over towards short and nearly takes off Kobe Mayo's head, but Leover Peguero is right behind him to snag the line drive. Lineout ends the inning, and a runner stranded in scoring position. We move to the bottom of the ninth. The Bay Sox try to open this 7-game tilt with a win as they lead 4-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
As always, thank you for stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball this evening. It's a pleasure for you to join us for the ball game. As we move to the bottom of the ninth, the Bay Sox are trying to open this 7-game series with a win. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from PNG Field. A 4-1 lead. First pitch to Leover Peguero bounces in, down and away. off-speed opening from Ofrady Gomez, and it's 1-0 to start. Top of the Altoona lineup with Peguero, Matt Frazier, and Abraham Gutierrez to bat. 1-for-4 day Peguero, doubled in the first inning. And that's been it. Hasn't gotten past second base. 1-0, and he grounds it up the middle, of base hit. We've been talking about some of the hard-hit balls all day today. 108 miles an hour off of the bat. Ball comes in fast. It's usually going to leave fast, too. And that fastball from Gomez was at 98, so it tracks. Second hit of the day for Peguero, and now Matt Frazier will bat. And once again, all of this is where that two-run home run from Billy Cook comes in big for Bowie. Instead of a tying run on base in this scenario, tying run still on deck. Matt Frazier 1-for-3. His third base plays in. First pitch home, and the lefty smokes it foul out of play left side. Count starts out at nothing and one. So this could be a very strong day for the Bay Sox, especially in terms of their bullpen. If they only get 4 1/3 innings out of Gene Pinto, that effective relief outing from Connor Loprich could really pay dividends throughout the week. Because remember, it's a 7-game series. The 0-1, too far outside. One ball and one strike now. Doubleheader tomorrow. Peter Van Loon scheduled to start game one. Haven't gotten confirmation on game two, but I'd have to assume it's Garrett Stallings if Van Loon is starting one of the games. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed down. It's one ball and two strikes. Stallings and Van Loon always going together as part of a tandem. But in seven-inning games, don't really do a tandem. 4 innings for one, 3 innings for the other. That's not enough work for guys you want to be able to work long. Just have Stallings fire the back three, then have him sit for a half hour, and then start the second game.
You're playing with fire there.
That's a terrible idea. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Sinker from Ofrady Gomez. His second strikeout of the day. Sixth for Bay Sox pitching. And there's one out here in the ninth inning. Just finish the first game quickly and tell Altoona, speed it up. Come on, come on. Turn it over quickly. Ground screw, come on. Clean up that mound. We're done here. Let's go. It'll be a 4:30 first pitch tomorrow. As Gutierrez digs in, first pitch to him is swung on and pieced foul. Hits off of the catcher and off speed. It's nothing and one to start. 1-for-4 day Gutierrez. Single to right field in the seventh and got forced out at second base. As Bowie leads 4-1. Curve about hit them. As the 0-1 is grounded over towards second. Could end the game. Rosa takes it to the bag himself. Throws to Fontana in time. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Two big blasts. One from Kobe Mayo, one from Billy Cook. And they take the series opener with Altoona 4-1. We've got a lot to discuss as Andre gets it going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox start a long series to end the first half on a high note as they take down the Altoona Curve 4-1 here from People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. Andre Magero here with you on Bay Sox postgame as we get you set to wrap up this one and preview tomorrow's doubleheader as Bowie continues its stretch of 14 games in 13 days. It's a successful day for a couple of double-A debutants and a game with a lot of action, but not an awful lot of scoring, a head-scratching one at times, but a gritty win from this Bay Sox bunch here tonight. It got started at 6.05 p.m., a early start time, all things considered, but a late one here in Altoona, and it was Gene Pinto making his double-A debut for the Bay Sox. Before that, Aaron Shortridge did start on the mound for Altoona, and the early theme was bending but not breaking for the Bay Sox, and Gene Pinto, who had allowed a leadoff double to Leover Peguero, was able to strand him out at second base and continue to strand runners. He also would strand two in scoring position in the second, one in the third as well. And that really helped harbor a lot of the traffic on the base paths for Altoona and kept them at bay and allowed Bowie to play to their strengths. It was the red-hot Kobe Mayo that came to the plate in the top half of the third inning against Aaron Shortridge. And after a leadoff single from Joseph Rosa, Mayo continued to swing a hot bat.
I'm just looking forward to more of what they might bring to the table already. They've incorporated parts of the video board into it. T.T. Bowens' player page for the scoreboard was themed as Mayo cranks one deep out to left field. This one is fair and gone. Kobe Mayo says goodbye. His 12th home run of the season, a two-run shot in the third, 2-0 Bowie.
Mayo's fourth home run in five games, team leading 12th of the season, got out of here in a hurry. And it was all the offense that the Bay Sox would need on the night, but it continued to be dicey on the other end for Altoona, who continued to threaten. Gene Pinto would go through four frames, stranding six curve base runners, but at the end of the day, after two hard-hit singles in the fifth inning, Pinto was only able to go 4 1/3, but did throw a season-high 83 pitches in that frame. Continued to grind, walked three, struck out four. All in all, despite scattering seven hits to not allow this Altoona offense to put more than one run on the plate, certainly a good sign for him as he continues to try that uptick in momentum here in his young double-A career. But Connor Loprich would come on, get a double play ball to get Bowie out of that frame on just one pitch, and then Loprich continued with his own efficiency as he was able to work very quickly, going 2 2/3, only throwing 20 pitches in the process, scattering two hits, but continuing, again, to maximize his chances and his efficiency to keep Altoona off the board. Bowie, on the other end, would eventually bend and give up a run in that fourth frame for Pinto as Connor Scott would come into the dish with a couple on and get Altoona on the board. There's been a little traffic in his first double-A start, but he's made the pitches when it's mattered. 1-2 here to Connor Scott. The right-hander comes set at the belt. Kicks and deals. And it's swung on and lifted over the head of the shortstop Servideo down in center field for a line drive base hit. Gonzalez jogs home to score. RBI single Connor Scott. Second hit of the game. And Altoona's on the board. It's 2-1. But again, more good than bad from Pinto as he went 4 1/3 before handing the ball off to Loprich. Bowie would get some late insurance as well, and it would come way of the long ball again. A hit-by-pitch from Shane Fontana in the eighth inning against Noah Toribio would then bring up Billy Cook. And Cook, who has continued to swing a hot bat at home during his uptick in double-A, been waiting for him to bring that power on the road and saw glimpses of it with a handful of doubles in Erie, but would finally get one out of the ballpark on a hanging breaking ball that would, again, give the Bay Sox a little bit of breathing room in this one.
The 0-1. Cook, a late attack on a breaking ball, and he drills it deep out to left field. Scott, running back, warning track, wall, it's gone! Billy Cook says goodbye, his seventh of the season. Gives Bowie two more. It's 4-1.
From that point on, the Bay Sox would not make it comfortable necessarily, but Ofrady Gomez would do his job through two frames as a de facto closer, now taking the reins from Wattison Charles upon his call-up, at least that's what it appears like right now, was able to work around a couple of control issues in the eighth inning. He walked one and hit one before giving up a single to Claudio Phenol. But and Judd Fabian, who had a decent double-A debut, picks up his first outfield assist on a seat of a throw from center field to nab a runner at home, and that would make a way for an easy 1-2-3 ninth, helped out by a double play ball for Gomez and allow Bowie to get the win. Your final lines in this one, the Bay Sox, four runs on nine hits. They committed one error, left nine men on base, but Altoona One run on 11 hits. They didn't make an error, but the curve left 11 men on base. The win goes to Connor Loprich and is helping strand those base runners for Bowie. Moves to 1-1 on the season. The loss to Aaron Shortridge, he drops him to 3-5. And Ofrady Gomez picks up save number 3 in a game that took 2 hours 36 minutes to complete here at People's Natural Gas Field tonight. We'll step aside on Bay Sox postgame when we come back. A look around the rest of the Eastern League and see how some of those first half playoff races are churning out, as well as a look around the rest of the Orioles system. We'll get you set for tomorrow's Twin Bill. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Bay Sox victorious 4-1 in Altoona to kick off their final series of the first half in 2023 back here on Bay Sox postgame. An exciting time in the Eastern League as it's the final week of the first half and plenty of playoff races taking place, but not a lot of teams in the race doing themselves very many favors. We'll start with the final scores. Only one other game has gone final already today in the league, and it's Reading that takes down Portland by a 7-2 final in Portland. The Sea Dogs, who have led that Northeast division for most of the first half, have fallen behind Somerset here in the last couple of games, and they lose at home to Reading, who sits in last place in that division tonight. A pair of errors allowed the Fightins to take an early lead that they did not look back from, taking it 7-2. In the top of the ninth, Akron, who's also in that Southwest Division race, just a game and a half back, they were getting no hit into the seventh inning. The Rubber Ducks do have one knock, but they trail 5-0 at home to Binghamton in their contest. Richmond and Harrisburg are tied at 2 at the end of 8 at the Diamond. End of the seventh, and Somerset has an opportunity to gain a game on Portland. They only have one hit through seven innings as they trail 4-0 to New Hampshire. And right now, the happiest team in the Southwest Division is the Erie Seawolves, as they lead 5-0 through five innings and still have not allowed a hit to Hartford. The Yard Goats have made 3 errors in that one, as Erie, through the middle innings, have a comfortable lead and could see their lead swell further in the Southwest Division. Around the rest of the Orioles system, well, the Orioles have a big lead right now in Tampa against the Rays. Still plenty of ground to make up as the O's are 6.5 back in the AL East, but they lead 7-4 in the sixth inning. Ryan O'Hearn with a home run moments ago to extend that lead. Norfolk in the AAA ranks did not play today, so we'll have to wait a day to see their stacked lineup as they will have a doubleheader in 2 days' time on Thursday as they play in Nashville this week. At the high A ranks, Aberdeen, they fell 7-6 to Wilmington on the road tonight. Creed Willems had his third high A home run, but not enough to get the Ironbirds over the line. Aberdeen scored 4 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th to make that game very interesting. Right now in the single A ranks, Delmarva 3-1 leaders at home against Augusta as they close out the first half with their record of 27-36. But here in the double A ranks, Bowie gets the win 4-1 over Altoona, and it's a scheduled twin bill tomorrow as the Curve and the Bay Sox look to make up a rainout earlier this season here from Altoona back in early April. And it's a big one for the Curve's playoff chances as well and for the Bay Sox to continue to garner their momentum. Still don't know who will be starting either game officially for the Curve, but left-hander Cade Povich will start game one for the Bay Sox. And it's a pair of TBAs right now for game two here from People's Natural Gas Field. But Note that the doubleheader, 2 7-inning affairs, get started at 4:30 tomorrow, which means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame of 4:10 before we get you started with the call. But that's going to do it for our coverage here tonight from People's Natural Gas Field. For my broadcast partner, Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magiera. Once again, our final score, Bay Sox over the curve, 4-1. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capitol Gold WNAV Annapolis.